foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. We welcome you once again to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day. Today is the 6th day of March in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time now standing at 8 minutes past 8 a.m. here in the morning. 8 minutes past 9 a.m. in Biafra land. We welcome you. From all corners of this very earth. Once again, it is my duty to remind each and every one of you to please go and tell your friends and your family. Some people are listening via CHK 97.6 in our beloved, the Holy Land of Biafra. Others are listening via satellite, which are 7 in number, as a matter of fact, orbiting this very planet. And the rest of humanity is joining us, irrespective of where you are, around this very globe, on radiobiafra.co, on ipob.org, on tuning.com. We are also on rblworld.tv. We are on biafratelevision.co. We also are, incidentally, on Indigenous People of Biafra, all one word, Indigenous People of Biafra.org. By very special demand, we have been required to present programs in the morning, especially for those of them who are in the market, and that is exactly what we are doing. And that being the case, it is therefore our responsibility. It is incumbent upon us to make sure we tell our friends and our families, that we make them realize that this very effort to restore Biafra, to restore this kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth, is our collective responsibility. And there is no better time to make things happen. There is no other time to make things happen other than now. Other than now. We must be very, very serious. We must be very vigilant. We must be very resolute. People are trying the best they can. People in the pay of the Zoological Republic's government, they are trying the best they can to confuse people, to make people think, to make people feel that somehow there are other radio stations. No, there isn't. There is only one Radio Biafra. That is our name. They may move it about. They may move our names about. Nka wonderful and then there was a dinosi. We are warning everybody right now. These people, they are not just enemies. These people are not just traitors. These are the agents of darkness. You must beware of them. We have nothing to do with them. Radio Biafra and the Biafra media arm that it leads is a stand-alone organization. We don't want to become corrupted. We don't want to become tainted. We don't want to do anything at all in any way, shape, or form to try to ridicule, to try to dishonor, to try to insult the memory of those that died fighting for us. We are here to complete that very assignment that was started in 1967 and prematurely terminated in 1970. And that is why this effort must continue. And that is why we are going to prevail. Therefore, wherever you are, let people understand that there is only one Radio Biafra. There is only one movement, IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. They may copy whatever they like. They may copy the names. They may twist it upside down to confuse you. And there is no meeting in Anambra anywhere. People are circulating meeting that we don't. Any meeting you don't hear on Radio Biafra in relation to Biafra land, that meeting does not exist. Those of them sent by APC Boko Haram to try to understand what you're doing, you must be very, very vigilant. And we are asking everybody, please, if your brother, your son, your sister, your husband, your uncle is involved in this, in the peddling of this misinformation, these are some of the people disgraced away from this very effort that we are making in truth and honesty. And they think that the best thing for them to do is to regroup and answer Indigenous People of Biafra. They are doing so at their own peril. Because we don't compromise. We don't discuss with the Zoo government. We have nothing to do with the Zoo government. Therefore, everybody is warned. People are trying to use the name of Indigenous People of Biafra to confuse some of you. They are trying to use the name Radio Biafra. They twist it upside down to confuse you, to think we are one. No, we are not. The reason why we stand alone is because we don't want corruption. We don't want anything to taint what we are doing. Here we do not lie. I don't want to be associated with liars, deceivers, and cheats. Here we do not prevaricate. I don't want to be associated with people who are intellectually very, very lazy or incapable of intellectualizing. I can't stand them. Here on Radio Biafra, we don't condone sabotage or treachery. I will not mix with those of them. In the morning, you talk about Biafra. In the evening, you are talking about the Zoo. In the evening, you want to participate in the elections. That is why we are telling you this morning. In fact, the essence of our program this morning is to tell everybody listening. There is no election. There will not be any election. If you come out to vote, there is every chance you will die. Don't say we did not warn you. If you don't know your relatives, go and tell them. If you come out to vote, there is every chance you'll be killed. We cannot be voting in a country where our people are in perpetual bondage. They take our money, they go and build flashy cities, they go and decorate Lagos very well. And our villages is like a place. Everywhere is abandoned. Everywhere is desolate. That type of stupid life cannot continue. If you people are not ashamed, I am ashamed. Very, very ashamed of our people. Useless Umuoji women in Lagos. Very foolish. Women, I believe, perhaps they are engaged in other activities. Answering Umuoji women in Lagos. All of you working with Okorocha, all of you trying to bring APC Islam into Biafra land. You people are trying to destroy the work that Chukwu Abiama did all the way from heaven. Islam has never come into our land before. We may have given them space to trade as befits our very welcoming attitude. We are not Muslims. Everybody responsible for bringing Satan into the land of God, that very person should tread extremely carefully. Very, very carefully. All of you running around Rosia Sokorocha because he built one or two roundabouts, you people are trying to do a disservice to the Chukwu Abiama who resides in heaven and whom we worship. Notwithstanding all of these things, our program must follow its course. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. For those of you in the Far Eastern part of the world, it is either your early afternoon or your midday. For those in the USA, it is their midnight. We welcome each and every one of you, irrespective of where you are. And as always, you will tell people that we are live and direct on CHK 97.6. You will tell them that we are online on any of our listening posts. And also you will tell them that we are on satellite, the only broadcaster indigenous capable of simulcasting on three platforms at the same time, all live and direct. That shows how awesome we are. We must continue because the work is not yet done. We are not going to stop anywhere until Biafra comes. We will not print any passport. We are not going to mint any money. There will be no plate number. Whereas the idiot that gave you the plate number, his own is the zoo number. He is talking about election with one part of the mouth and the other, with the other one he's selling the plate number. I don't know the freedom fighting in this world that got their freedom by selling plate number and Yushin and the other. Hungry vagabonds. Those of them following this effusion of our time must retrace their steps and come to their senses. That is the only way we can ever work with them. But as for their master, the arch traitor, the effusion of our time, there is no redemption, there is no forgiveness. I know that some of you fathered by Awusa Fulani. Inside Biafra land. People who cannot reason properly. People who are devoid of common sense. I don't expect you to understand. I don't expect you to appreciate what we are talking about. But if your hands are not clean, you cannot come here. That is why we remain incorruptible. But before I go any further, I must, as always, as duty and protocol requires me, to offer praise in an unadulterated manner to the Most High God Chukwu Abiama for his loving kindness, for his preservation, for the grace he has given us to preach this very gospel, for finding us worthy to preach this very gospel. We honor him. We praise him. Every adoration we offer to him, every prayer. That is why we are here. And that is why this work will be done. You will accept our prayers this morning, this afternoon, this evening, now and forever. You see? Because Chukwu Abiama is God. And I'm a fetchioso. I am not an idol worshiper. I will not bow down before any picture of a white man. And I don't bow down before any image. I don't bow down before anything made with hand. The only entity I worship is that of heaven, of Chukwu Abiama Onigwe, the creator of the heavens and the earth. As he commanded me to. I don't know for you if you understand Okunso at all. I don't know if you understand what the Bible is saying. I don't know if some of you actually read and understand English language. I don't know if you understand Igbo language. I don't know if you understand the Bible. Even if it go to any scripture in the world, he said, you will not worship any other God apart from me. He said, you will not have any other God. Don't have any close to me. Because I am jealous. I'm a jealous God. He knows how fickle the minds of men are. Europeans will always worship idol. It is in their nature. That is why they are scientists. They don't believe anything unless they see it. That is why Hawaraka will match Arosi and we see Alania. Arosi Kobo. Arosi. Idol worshippers, you will not understand what we are talking about. On Radio Biafra, there is only one entity worthy of worship, and that is Chukwu Abiam in heaven. That is why Biafra will come. Because we are unstoppable. What we have been able to do with absolutely nothing, people cannot do it with billions. We couldn't have gone this far if not for the mercy and the grace of heaven. Therefore, we must continue to give praise to the entity that praise is due. And that is to heaven and not to anything on this very earth. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the commander of all her loyal forces in the same vein, the director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of heaven, I will now and always remain a faithful, loyal, and obedient servant of the indigenous people of Biafra. So help me, Chukwu Abiam. In case you are not accustomed to our broadcast, in case you are joining us for the very first time, there are two things that marks us out as being very, very special. We are incorruptible. I hope people understand what that means. We are beyond corruption. We can never ever be corrupted. It doesn't matter what it is. Beyond corruption. If any idiot can say, politician or otherwise, that they contributed to the phenomenal rise of Radio Biafra, they should say so. Because there is nobody. Beyond corruption. In other words, what we are doing, we will never stop doing it. It is inconceivable. We are not Igbo people. We never change because we are Biafrans. We never ever change. The same way that Biafra has been mentioned every blessed year for the past 45 years is how we do it here. We don't change. We don't intend to change. If we were to change, what do you think Odenigbo will make of us? It is impossible. We are incorruptible. I am incorruptible, beyond corruption. Whiter than white and whiter than snow. There is nothing we said we are going to do that we have not done. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. There is nothing you gave us money to do that we have not done. Absolutely nothing. Everything has been accomplished. Everything. Incorruptibility. If other Igbo people handle the type of money that we have handled, believe you me, by now they'll be talking something else. But Chukwu Abiam asked us to come and not man. Our reward, genuinely speaking, is in heaven, not of this very earth. Because the work we are doing is the work that heaven asked us to do. Divinity itself, the coming of the kingdom of heaven on this very earth. We did not start it. It was Yeshua that started it. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. I'm a very practical person. We intend to practicalize that with the restoration of the full and absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we are here. And that is why Biafra will come under our watch. The only thing Chukwu Abiam can, the only icing on the cake, is to allow Biafra to come in our time. That is all. So that his promise will be fulfilled. And then my job will be done. I don't care. Let this Biafra come. This is Radio Biafra. We must therefore continue. I have not been able to find the barrister. If we know where the barrister is, we want to know that he's okay. I did not hear from the barrister yesterday. I have not heard from him this morning. I hope that he is fine. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. When Barrister joins us, I will be able to bring him to you. But for now, I will, as I did yesterday, proceed to the news headlines and accompanying news summary as well. I will proceed to the news headlines on this very day, the 6th day of March in the year of our Lord 2015, to present to the hearing of humanity that I don't know how to categorize the wretched, the pathetic, the hopeless nature of Igbo people. I don't know if Igbo people in Lagos are more foolish than other people. I think they must be. You know, there are degrees of hopelessness and stupidity. But I think the foolishness of Igbo people living in Lagos is worse than any other place on this very earth. Maybe we should build a very high wall and don't allow them to come back to Biafra land. Their stupidity is staggering. The ones in Lagos especially. Oh, Namdiazikiwe was in Lagos. No wonder. Okay, that's the connection. He was in Lagos. No wonder. Igbo people in Lagos are becoming more foolish by the day. More hopeless by the day. They have conferred a title on the PDP aspirant in Lagos State. His name is Jimmy Agbaje. They have given him a title, Eziwanne Ndigbo One. And when I say I am not an Igbo man, I know what I'm talking about, believe you me. I am not. I am a Biafran. I speak Igbo as a language. I'm telling you. They have given him Eziwanne Ndigbo because of their properties. They behind a Raya shade. So there nobody will burn it. And that there's another group saying, we don't want to support him. We are supporting APC because we want our businesses to flourish in Lagos. What type of human... What type of thing... What goes into you people? There must be something. Oh, more joy, there is an evil spirit that goes inside all of you that you cannot reason properly anymore. That is something wrong with you people in Lagos. Yesterday, it was the disgrace that is Umuoji women. Today, they are giving a title, Eziwanne Ndigbo, to somebody who has never been to anywhere in Igbo land. Are you sure we are okay? Sometimes I don't think so. Igbo. 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 Are you people ashamed at all of yourselves? People without shame. You don't have shame. There is no shame inside you. Igbo. I don't know how to feel right now. I have no feeling inside me because you people are disgracing yourselves every blessed day. Disgrace upon disgrace. We try as much as we can to salvage what we can of your wretched, hopeless existence. You continue to confound reason and common sense by sinking further into the gutter of stupidity. Jimmy Agbaje bags Igbo title. Is in one and Igbo one. Not two, not three, not four. These people are indeed useless. No wonder I was arguing at you. No, I keep wondering. There is nobody with the type of talent we possess, with the type of intellect we have amongst us, who will allow Awosa to rule them. No wonder Awosa is ruling you. Your stupidity, everything will change. There is no honor, there is no dignity. There is no poise, nothing. It's just scavenging. I thought you people had class before. I thought you were refined before. The more I delve into your conduct, the more I delve into your behavior, the more I delve into your gossipy nature, I discover that most of you are empty. Very, very empty. If not for your age, some of you dabbling in this nonsense, I would affirm that you people are not carrying Igbo blood inside you. Jimmy Agbaje bags Igbo title yesterday was Umoji women. Today, the same Lagos, the same people, the same Lagos, the same Igbo people in Lagos. From today onwards, I will not have regard for any Igbo person living in Lagos. You people are a disgrace. Complete and utter disgrace, Konobo. Apart from Chukwuka Igbo, of course. I hasten to add. This is Radio Biafra. New residences for Mark Tambuwal and deputies gulp 27.1 billion. These are new homes for the already corrupt. For you to succeed in the zoo called Nigeria, you have to be very, very corrupt. People are suffering. They are going to borrow money. They are going to sell the bond to raise money. But yet, they are squandering 27.1 billion in accommodation for people with housing already. This is called accommodation. The other one is housing. A land full of criminals beyond description. A land where to be a criminal is a badge of honor in the zoo called Nigeria. To be a thief, Onyoshi, they'll be hailing you. They'll be honoring you. To be a good person, law-abiding, God-fearing, honest, straightforward human being is to be consigned to the scrap heap of irrelevance. Are you telling me that those people are human beings? I doubt it. New residences for Mark Tambuwal and deputies gulping 21.7 billion. Pensioners are not getting paid. Teachers are not being paid properly. Some of them are being owed money. People are dying because they don't have access to clean water. Other idiots, baboons. Look at them, very ugly people. Very, very ugly, wretched people. The worst of blackness in Africa. They are squandering over 20 billion in accommodation. Not their housing. These are brand new. It's not that they just went in yesterday. These are brand new accommodation they want to go into. 21 billion in total. Because all their money is point something. Point. 2.6. 9.2. Everything is point. Without point, that must be point. 20.7 billion. Billion, not million. Billion. And there is no money to pay pensioners and to pay doctors and to pay teachers. And you're telling me that I don't know how a punishment to call Chukwuka Makowarami or Fuma. Sometimes I know I'm not supposed to be upset about it. If I knew that people are this ignorant, believe you me, when Chukwuka Biama came calling, I would beg him, I can't do it. Oh, please, I cannot do this type of work. This work is punishment. I'm telling you before God and man, it's punishment. To try to educate people whose brain is not that far off that of an ape, chimpanzee, is a very difficult job to do. I challenge anybody. That is why they go to school. Yeah, there are no good roads. An engineer, qualified engineer, PhD, or man who cannot build a road. They can call Julius Berger from Germany. PhD. In civil engineering, in their village, there is no decent building. You begin to wonder, are they human beings? They look like human beings. They have two hands, two legs. They wear wristwatch. They wear red cap, some of them. They wear danchiki. They wear abada. They wear ishiago. But then the brain, oburisi is missing. You see them talk about to conscientize, to enlighten, to make aware, to human rights, to rubbish, nonsense, name is not rubbish. I have never, I don't know why Chukwuka Biama asked me to do this. I have no idea. I will not do it. Chukwuka Biama nebum yebum. If God wants to kill me, he will kill me. If I knew that black people are this dumb and useless, I wouldn't do this work. I'm telling you the truth before God and man. I wouldn't do it. You are planning to go to vote on the 28th of March. You have not been paid your salary. You cannot eat properly. You are drinking water from waterproof bag. You are going to vote for somebody that his accommodation is over 21 billion. Are you not eating? God forbid bad people. God forbid you people. We continue. While we cut our overhead budget by 25% according to Kuremado, the more I talk about these people, the easier it is. I have headache. I have serious, serious headache, honestly speaking. Very serious headache. Very, very serious headache. I'm not happy about this. I have never, sometimes, you know, I wonder, I say, is this the quality of people that will come into Biafra land? And can we sustain any level of, you know, growth of the economy and, you know, sustainable levels of development and civilization? Are you sure with this brand of people inside it? Are we actually sure that there is any part of Black Africa capable of human development? Because the way we think, God in heaven knows, the way we reason, I am perplexed. I get confused, honestly speaking. You are going to vote. The same person taking your money. You have not been paid your pension. Our veterans, they have not paid them. Ex-Biafran soldiers, they are still waiting for over 40 years to be paid. Even those that served in the Zulu army, they have not been paid. And you are planning to go and vote for the same person who have refused to pay you for nearly heaven knows how long. Are you not an idiot? When we say people shouldn't vote, I don't think they understand it. I can't understand. For the life of me, I don't even know they appreciate it. I don't think so. Chukwabiama, please have mercy. Have mercy on us. You asked us to do this job. At least let us meet one or two or three people with brain, with common sense. Please, I beg of you. Because it's like swimming in some sort of darkness. The pain is too much. The level of ignorance is staggering. Staggering levels of ignorance being exhibited by your children. They are saying that they lack weapons to secure the seaports, according to police commissioner. We lack, but only 4 weeks ago, they said, Jonathan said he is launching 4 ships. 4 coast cutter they got from America. Old abandoned ships. And one from China. Donated by China. Today, police is saying they lack weapons. They have succeeded in confusing me. Honest, they have succeeded. They have won in confusing me. Only 4 weeks ago, Jonathan said he's commissioning ships to secure the coastline, the seaport. Today, police commissioner is telling the assistant to the general of police that they lack weapons. Is it the job of the police to secure seaport? Is it the job of the police? What is the Navy there for? Oh my goodness me. I think, I don't know, somebody is doing something to me on purpose. It wasn't explained to me properly. I used to see black people as, you know, normal people that, you know, the white man is against them. The white man is impoverished. I don't know that their brain, Oburisiha, is not actually developed properly. I never knew that before. It's now I'm beginning to know. I never knew before. White people took advantage of black people because black people are foolish. As simple as that. They never took advantage of any other race on this very earth, apart from black people. Why is that? People think because you go to school, you get first class certificate in degree of something that you're intelligent. You're not. You are not. Because there will always be society. How your society performs is how you are judged. England is not affluent or well off because of one or two corrupt Russian men that came here with money. England is affluent because even the poorest person can afford food to eat. Anyway, as they are buying their properties worth 21 billion, people are dying of meningitis in Kebbi. That is to tell you how demented those people are. In Kebbi, meningitis have killed 42 people. If you don't like what I'm saying, then you change. Any day you begin to build roads as an engineer, I will respect you. Any day you come out and there is electricity and running water, I will bow before you. Not in reverence or in worship. At least in acknowledgement of your intellect. Any day you can go about and I can stand on the street somewhere in Onitsha and look about and all the buildings are, you know, shimmering, they are fine, they are beautiful, then I'll respect you. You cannot be living like a squirrel, inte? No, a cricket, inte? No, ni mono. And you expect respect. You must be dreaming. You earn it. You earn respect. Not just because you come out and we start to give respect. No, deference. No, I don't believe in that. You earn somebody's respect. The Islamic Chief Justice of the Islamic Republic of the Zoo, called Nigeria, Justice Owayas, he has declined to comment. He has sent off his son to go and kill Christians in Syria. And he is the Chief Justice of a zoo nation containing Christians. We continue. Banks are in trouble, as we told you a while ago. The zoo is collapsing precipitously. The zoo is it is decaying on a railway before our eyes. The zoo is falling apart. The worst thing the white man ever did was to create the zoo called Nigeria. The worst crime they ever committed. Because from there, the consequences of the collapse of the zoo, very violently, will reverberate forever and ever. People should go and look at Somalia very well. You are going to become like Somalia soon. With his wild donkeys raging in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, Alandia, Wosan, and the Fulani. Where we come from, Biafra land will be a battle zone for nearly 60 years to come. Because of the style of the breakup. The zoo is breaking up, I'm not doubting that. I'm talking about the style, unless the commanders on the ground are disciplined. All the commanders that we are in touch with, unless you people are disciplined, that is the only way we can avert the danger. So what is standing between anarchy and decent society are the commanders we have on the ground and how our men behave. Now you know why I insist on discipline. Some of you don't know why. If you want to know why I insist on discipline, go and look at every failed state. Look at Somalia, a collapsed state. Because their armies were not disciplined. Because their commanders on the ground were not disciplined. That is why it is free for all. Free for they have more bullets than grains of rice to eat. You need to understand that. And that is why some people in America, including Hillary Clinton, that is why they want the zoo to collapse. They want to reduce world population. They want to reduce world population. So if you are in a war forever and ever, the better for them. You will not be giving birth and growing. No. Everything rests on our commanders in the field. Very, very important that they are disciplined. Of course, if they are not, then I won't work with them. It's happening if you... I will not work with you if you're not disciplined. We are doing a job that heaven asked us to come to do. And this is Radio Biafra. We welcome everybody. If you're not happy about what you're hearing about black people and monkeys in the zoo called Nigeria, you change. You prove me wrong. And I will come on air and say, oh, I'm sorry. They have proven me wrong. But for now, we are nothing to write home about. Our stupidity is increasing every day. People are planning to go and vote. When those that are voting for are living in houses worth 21 billion, they themselves are dying of meningitis. Are you not daft? When was the last time the son or daughter of a politician or their children died of meningitis? When was the last time the child of a politician died of cholera? When was the last time they died of any disease that is communicable? Ask yourself, the person you're going to vote for, only say that what I vote. When was the last time their own children had problem? You can't, now you're beginning to understand what we are saying, isn't it? is now sinking in. Yes? It should. Banks are in trouble, as we told you before. They are suffering dwindling revenue, and the oil sector is not performing. The government parastatals have shut down their accounts with the banks. Banks are suffering. Jonathan is preparing the zoo for collapse. Nigeria is collapsing. The zoo is falling apart. But because we are black people, we cannot read between the lines, you see. You know, there's something called forecast. You know, before you forecast that the rain is going to fall, you look for certain trends. You look for certain characteristics. Before you can forecast the market, you need to look at certain trends, things that are happening, how they relate to one another, and what the possible outcome could be. The banks are in trouble because they are suffering devastating liquidity problem. The cash reserves they hold is dwindling because people are pulling their money away from the zoo. People are running away from the zoo. That is why the zoo will collapse. It cannot survive this year. The zoo cannot survive. It can't survive this year. The so-called UN you're looking at, they don't love you. Because if they did, they would tell you the truth. The truth of the matter is that Yoruba people are drunk on easy money they did not work for. Hausa people are drunk on power. They are power crazy. People can die. After all, Atiku Abubakar has a very fine 5-star hotel called Kapinski in Dubai. Dubai Mall. Atiku Abubakar. If you hassle him too much, he will jump into his private jet and run away. All of you jumping up and down, PDP, APC, when your masters go into their private jet and run away, where will you run to? The best thing for you to do is not to vote. Do not bother going out to vote. As simple as that. And then you survive. The zoo dies, you survive. Nigeria survives, you know, and wash all of you are gone. And I will tell you, I told you so. The banks are collapsing every blessed day. USA is warning about American youth seeking Islamic State connection. Everybody wants to go and join in the killing orgy. There is the killing and blood everywhere. Everybody who is Islamic, they want to go and kill somebody. All their lives, they've been telling them Christians are infidels, they are bad. ISIS have now given them an opportunity to express their hatred and wickedness. Go and behead. Go and behead, and that's exactly what they're doing. That is exactly what they're doing. 2015 elections may not hold as new party seeks extension. Of course, it won't hold. They registered a new party. The name of the party is not on the ballot paper. And this very party went to court and won. So two things are now going to happen. Either Jonathan and Buhari pays him money to keep quiet, or they go and reprint all the ballot papers. Or, as usual, because it's a lawless country, the zoo, they don't obey the law. Or they can just go ahead and just ignore him and his party. It is here. Election cannot hold. It is here. How can you hold election when the name of a duly registered, recognized party is not included in the ballot paper? How? No, just tell me how. You people want to be like Oyibo, white. And we want to practice election. We have to go to the ballot box and vote. You lack the discipline of Oyibo. You don't have the same level of discipline. You are crass and very loose. You are ill-disciplined. That is why your countries can never ever be like Europe or America or even Brazil, because you lack the discipline required to underpin any sustainable advancement in human development. You don't have it in you. All you do is consume, sell crude oil and import everything, including at use. Elections may not hold as new party seeks extension. We are also reporting today that they call him a Nigerian-born Chinedu Echeruo. He has a website, hopstop.com, that has just been bought by Apple for $1 billion. No, Chinedu is not a Nigerian-born. Chinedu is a Biafran. They will say he's a Nigerian-born so that Yoruba can take some of the glory. Remember our sister the other day as well, the finest scientific brain in the whole world, a 15-year-old girl that manages to produce electricity with urine. There's Nigerian born. No, these people are Biafrans. That is why they don't want you to go. Tell me, I was a man who even knows how to go online, talk less of floating a company. They are waiting for oil money. The people with the oil themselves, they are struggling and working very, very hard. Look at this very good brother here, Chinedu Echeru. Which Europe? Europe is in fraud. Forgery. How do we fraud? That's what they do. What else can Yoruba do? Look at your own children. Your sons and your daughters are the finest in the whole world. These are Biafran people, you see. The type of news you get coming from Biafra land, what we achieve, there is no other black group of people that can do the same. That tells you something, that we are chosen or brought down here for a purpose, to West Africa for a particular purpose. The level of scientific brain you have in Biafra land, starting from Chikobi, Chinua Achebe, just name them. Some of you don't know who Eninjoku is, do you? Professor Eninjoku. The finest brain you can ever think of. Where are they from? Can you get somebody comparable to Achebe anywhere in the whole of Africa? The answer is no. Wole Soyinka's Nobel Prize, he bought with money. Obasanjo bought it for him. They bribed the Nobel Committee and they gave him the prize. Because they know if you give it to Achebe, the issue of Biafra will always be there all the time. How many books did Soyinka write? Very simple question. Go and Google it now. How many plays? I'm not talking about the ones he plagiarized. They will go and read somebody's work and recreate it. Like those trying to recreate what Radio Biafra is doing and they cannot succeed anyway. Because original is original. Only Biafran born children is setting the whole world on fire. The same way that Radio Biafra is setting the world on fire. Of course it will. Are we not Biafrans? Of course we are. Well done to the young man. Senate queries 1.275 billion. Hey, Gondios, you're better now. It's coming from Biafra land. Senate queries 1.275 billion security vote for defense ministry. Everything is money. I used to eat from dustbin, according to Governor Pabio. Now he's eating from the high table in a private jet. And he did not work for it. He is a politician. We cannot afford 1.3 billion to maintain four refineries. But here, listen very carefully, please. They are spending money on oil marketers. People should listen carefully why I condemn black people and the monkeys that call themselves Nigerians. I wish I had nuclear weapon. I would detonate it inside the zoo and sink everybody. You can't afford $1.3 billion to maintain four refineries because, of course, as I said to you before, we hammer them and they listen to us. Now the world is asking them. On Radio Biafra all the time, they talk about four refineries. Where are they? They are now saying we can't afford to maintain it because it will cost us $1.3 billion. But you are paying marketers $300 billion. Do you see why I say they're not intelligent people? When I say this, oh, in a parent matter. Let me now insult you very well so you understand. Because you're foolish. If you're foolish, I tell you how foolish you are. You are paying so-called marketers that nobody sees who they are. That's Jonathan and his friends. $300 billion to import fuel from outside. The same $300 billion you have, you can take exactly the same amount to refurbish your... Oh, chineke no. Hell, onyamwam na chineke. You can use the same amount of money to get your refineries to be working so that you employ your graduate who studied petroleum engineering at University of Port Harcourt. So you can go and employ people in their hundreds of thousands to work for you rather than importing refined petrol. Do you have sense at all? Black monkeys from the zoo called Nigeria, baboons in the zoo, apes. Can you reason? I'm not saying this thing so that you people can reason. I'm saying it that the world may know why we need Biafra. That the zoo is full of animals. You are spending, in 1 year, you spend 300 billion naira or more paying your friends to import petrol.
you can use the same amount of money using a credit system of deferred payment to turn around your refineries and produce, not just to produce petrol. You can then yourself export petrol to other African countries and earn much needed foreign exchange. Not only that, you will then be able to reduce your employment in millions in one go because of all the spin-off industries. Because if you start to export petroleum products abroad, you begin to earn foreign exchange. People will begin to even work in that exclusive sector. The sector whereby, you know, all the spin-offs, all the how the economy around the refineries are now going to grow, because people will need to supply the refineries with. Do I need to tell you this? This is elementary stuff in economics. You cannot afford to maintain the refineries for $300 billion. But for $300 billion every year, you are paying Jonathan and his friends to keep looting the treasury, to keep... you people are amazing. It's only now that I actually knew. Now I can understand how white people look at black people and why we are slaves. Now I know. If I'm in their position, I would do exactly the same thing. Because black people are foolish. I'm telling you this, very, very foolish. I am not talking about individual brilliance like Chinedu. I'm not talking about individual brilliance like Adeze. No, not at all. I am talking about as a group, collective, because no man is an island. You must understand that. You are judged always. Nobody can come out now and judge, say, what's his name? Hawkins, you know, the physicist, the Cambridge physicist. People talk about Britain all the time, isn't it? You talk about USA, what USA has done. They have gone to the moon. They have done this. You keep talking about the whole country, not just one individual. I don't know if you understand that as well. You only derive your legitimacy from a group, not you as an individual. Go and ask anybody. Today we talk about Germany and the efficiency. We talk about Japan. You talk about China. You talk about even Brazil, countries that are doing very well around the world. Not an individual. You can't come and call somebody and say, Yamaha or Kawasaki. You say Japan is doing well. Can you say that the zoo is doing well? Even Biafra land is not doing well. Because Islamic State, they are destroying ancient artifacts in the city of Nimrod. Very sad, because they are not cultured. They are not. These are primitive men. The Bible said they are wild donkeys. That's what heaven said. I will bless you. You will give birth to Ishmael. They will do very well. These are Muslims around the world, but they will remain wild. Nobody will live with them. They will have hate, envy, and rage inside them. In their Quran, they said Israel is the chosen children of God. Yet, they tell you that Israel is Lucifer, bringing more curse upon themselves. And that is why they will keep drinking blood until they fail to exist, useless people. The zoo security, according to IMF, is very, very vulnerable. Now they understand how serious things are. Now they know. They are watching. If they think we are going to give up, they are mad. If anybody thinks that we are going to give up what we are asking for in Biafra, you are not well, because we are not going to stop. We can only move forward, not backwards. Never, ever, ever. Biafra, or we die getting Biafra. Only two things can happen. Two things out of these two, one must always happen. Either Biafra comes or all of us will die. Take one. It's up to you. It's up to you. And the world must understand that we are Biafrans. We don't do terrorism. If people who are uneducated, people that did Quranic studies, can give you problem, imagine what the children of God is capable of doing. You just saw it today. Our little girl is the finest brain in the whole world, 15-year-old, when it comes to science. Somebody from our side as well, Chinedu, has been able to build a website selling for $1 billion. There are many more, even more intelligent than them, in the villages. If you force us to go into terrorism, oh, dear Lord God in heaven. If the zoo or anybody forces Biafrans to adopt an orthodox method like terrorism, there will be nothing left. We will obliterate everybody. I'm telling you the truth. If they have any brain, this will allow Biafra to come. If they force us, if they force us to dabble into terrorism, I am telling you, men will die. You watch and see what will happen. Are we not in 2015? Let's continue. This is Radio Biafra. The news in greater detail, please. The disgraceful Igbo people in Lagos, the worst of their kind. I have no respect for any Igbo person living in Lagos. How one day Ototorota Racha, they pick something from the gutter and they put it in their mouth. They think they are something, they are rubbish, nothing. I have no respect for them. An Igbo man living in Lagos is rubbish. I don't have regard. Even your women are worse. Have no regard for all of you. None whatsoever. Una wo here. Your behavior stinks. The Indigo Sociocultural Organization in Lagos, another group. Every day, people without shame. They saw Radio Biafra is people are listening. Every monkey, mankema oyibas, mankenama has. Rams and goats, man. Every idiot. You want to go and try your own. Every idiot. People who are so incoherent and ugly. Every idiot wants to disgrace the word Biafra. By yapping rubbish. Disgraceful. They have formed another one. Ndibo Sociocultural Organization in Lagos State. On Thursday, they urged Igbo speaking people in the state to stay back and vote in Lagos rather than travel for the Easter holidays. Oh, stay back and vote for Yoruba man than travel back for Easter. If you stay in Lagos and vote for Yoruba man, there is every tendency you will die. I am saying it now so that you will write it down on a piece of paper. After the 28th of this month, should they decide to go ahead with elections, things can no longer be the same forever and ever. If you have a relative in the north, write them off that they are dead already. Because Hausa will kill them. I'm telling you now. The group made the call at the conferment of a chieftaincy title on Jimmy Agbaje, the governorship candidate of the PDP in the state. According to reports, Agbaje was given the title of Eze 1 Ndigbo 1 in the palace of Eze Cyril Anomneze in Surulere. Anomneze, who made the call on Igbos to stay back and vote, dressed the politician with his regalia and presented him with the insignia of office, including the title staff. Eze Ndigbo in Lagos is like having a duke, an English duke, or say, let us use the word Eze, literally, which means a king. Queen Elizabeth is the king of England, but she's living in a suburb of, Congo, as the queen of England in Congo. I don't know. I'm trying to make sense of this. The Queen of England in Congo is Ndibo in Lagos. Lagos is a Yoruba land. They don't have Eze in Yoruba land. What they have is Oba. But you are Eze Ndibo in Lagos. Who are you Ezering? The Igbo traders in Lagos. It's ridiculous, isn't it? The difficulty I have is that do people actually understand that they're making a fool of themselves? I don't think so. And that is what worries me. You know that when somebody is foolish and you don't know, you're foolish. I remember one of my cousins when we were small, we were joking. She said, we were looking at some group of mad people walking across. You know, they play something in those days. They walk across and they beg for help, for alms. And Ezioma said to me, if she's mad, that she will not leave the compound, you know, she will stay at home. I said, if you're mad, you wouldn't know what you're doing. We are very small. I never forget. I don't know why I keep remembering all of those things. She said, if she's mad, she will not go anywhere. Look at these people that are walking out on the street. That she will stay at home. I said, you cannot stay at home. Because that is why it's called madness. Do you know that our people don't actually know how foolish they are? That is what surprises me. Mankechi PhD, my OSD. Masters and servants, they don't know what they're doing. They don't. That is what I find astonishing. Eze Ndibo in Lagos. That is an anomaly. It shouldn't happen, should it? Eze.
Everybody is Eze. The democratization of a royal institution.
Oh, God. We continue, Igbo people. Keep disgracing yourselves in Lagos.
New residences being built. These are brand new for your lawmakers. The kleptomaniacs, the criminals, the creme de la creme of thieves. I respect armed robbers on the road more than these people are far more deadly than armed robbers on the road. Your average Nigerian politician is a thief born in hell from Jonathan to the last person. These are kleptomaniacs. They steal anywhere they go. They have not paid workers. They are looking for money to turn around their refineries. But what have they done? They have built a sparkling new quarters for them at the cost of 27.1 billion. Ewa. The people you are going to vote for, do you know the value of the property they are going to move into? This is the second one. They have housing. They have accommodation. They are going to move from accommodation to housing. Their new house will cost 27.1 billion. How much does your own cost? You're going to vote for them to keep spending billion upon billion on themselves. How about you and your children? But you won't understand, will you? You're a black person. Your brain cannot comprehend it, isn't it? Why do you think black people were taken as slaves? Why do you think that blacks, anywhere they are in the world, they are the poorest? Why? Because there is something wrong with their brain. Their brains are not properly developed. They are not far away from an ape. But with Radio Biafra, their brains will develop by force. We don't beg anybody. By force, Omehe! By force. Your brains will open. Because your children are being chased about in Malaysia now and they are dying. They are pursuing them on the streets and they are dying. Go to China. Everywhere, go to the prison there. Everything is full of, every prison is full of black people, especially Biafrans. People struggling, trying to find means to survive. Everywhere you go to in the world. Why do you think that is happening to you? Because you are not doing things properly. You're not doing them the way they should be. That is why. Nothing more, nothing less. You think you have brain, but honestly speaking, no, you don't. You think you're intelligent. I am sorry to differ. You are not intelligent. There is no difference between you and a silverback. Silverback is an ape. There is no difference. The National Assembly reduced its overhead budget. Having spent $21 billion on housing, that was how they reduced it, you know. They took some of the money and put it into housing. Amazing stuff, these baboons and monkeys. We must continue. The Assembly of the Zoological Republic said they are reducing their overhead budget by 25% in response to the economic realities in the zoo and to boost the capital expenditure quotient in the capital expenditure quotient in the 2015 fiscal year. The Deputy President, Senator Ike Premadu, has said. Ekweremadu spoke yesterday in Abuja while declaring open a two-day workshop organized by the State Accountability and Voice Initiative and the United Kingdom Department for International Development for speakers. It's quite condescending, isn't it? That white people should donate 2 million, 3 million for your survival as a people when they take away from you trillions every blessed year. United Nations for international development. Who told you that the British will ever support you to develop? Since when? Will they transfer their technology? Will they return the money belonging to Buhari to go on to Marudiko that is in England here? The answer is no. So what support of development are you supporting to develop? Anyway, I should stop stressing myself and just read the news, honestly speaking. You know, the brain of black people is spoiled. They cannot be, I don't know if they can mend them. I don't know. The Commission of Police Eastern Port Command, James Coldrick. Maybe it's Onyocha. Coldrick. Oh, God. Oh, God. Black people watching your jaw.
Hey, God, black people from Africa. Anyway, they should have left us in their plantations. That's all we are good for. Cleaning and taking care of white people. Home cleaning. That's what we should be doing. The name of this black man is James Colcrick. Oh, God. He has disclosed that his command lacks adequate arms and ammunition to effectively police the port. Colcrick lodged his complaint to the Assistant Inspector General of Police Maritime Command, Mr. Kalafite Adeyemi, when she visited the zone in Port Harcourt during an official visit. The commissioner told the AIG that the greater challenges facing the command are inadequate arms and ammunition for effective patrol and guard duties within the ports and its environs, lack of gunboats and patrol boats, as well as lack of personalized radio transmission network within the barracks. He also mentioned shortage of operational vehicles, barracks accommodation for police personnel, and inadequate staffing of the command. But the money the House of Reps members are spending it now. It's called opportunity cost. You cannot spend money here and still spend it somewhere else. Police are telling you that they don't have enough bullets and guns. But when I tell you that this army is very weak, you don't understand me. We can take the zoo down within a week. If our commanders are strong, if you give us the help we need, we can bring the zoo down within a week. The so-called police... They are nothing. They are nothing. And it will take them on this year. They are nothing. Believe you me. They are nothing. They are saying they don't have guns and bullets. But Jonathan said he bought gunboats. He bought ships. That now the effective policing of the maritime is here. Look at Wunezi. I don't know. Central spinal meningitis has killed 42 people in 5 local government areas of Kebbi State, while 58 people are still receiving treatment in various camps at the affected local government. They are in camps, you know, meningitis. Amazing stuff. The director of the disease control of the State Ministry of Health, Aliyu Usman Bunza, disclosed this to newsmen at the State Ministry of Health in Burning Kebbi. Only yesterday, he said that the affected local governments included Jega with 46 cases and 3 deaths, Argungu with 6 cases, no death, Gwanju, 38 cases, no death, Aliero has 49 cases and 34 deaths, while Zulu local government recorded 34 deaths, you know, while Zulu local government recorded 5 deaths from 17 cases. Meningitis have killed 42 people in Kebbi. And your politicians are spending money in lavish apartments. One is accommodation. The other lavish plush apartment is called housing. And people are dying of meningitis. And they will still, those that survive will still go out to vote on the 28th. You people are indeed very funny. Justice Owias, former Chief Justice of the Zoo, Muhammad Owias, on Wednesday declined to comment on the report by a foreign news medium that his son had joined the terrorist group Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. In a telephone conversation with Vanguard in Abuja, the respected jurist who was, they said he's respected, respected jurist. God. Oh, my goodness me. What makes Owias respected? Which landmark ruling did he deliver that turned the face of the earth upside down? I am not an American, but I can tell you about certain cases in American history that turned everything upside down, that made it possible for equality to exist. Things that landmark ruling by the Supreme Court. What did Owias do? What? You know, somebody should tell me, please. Muhammad, what has he done? So he's a respected jurist. Of course, they respect him in the corridors of thievery. Eban is Wushi. Because he's a big thief. That is why they respect him. Mad people. The banking sector in the zoo is currently witnessing a shockwave. As I told you a few weeks ago, following economic decline caused by reduced oil revenue, investigations have revealed. This is coming at a time when an estimated $25 billion in foreign portfolio investments have been lost over the last few months following rising political tension across the zoo ahead of the March 28 and April 11 elections, people are taking their money and running away, and I don't blame them. The zoo is collapsing and the banks are in trouble. If you have somebody working in the bank, very, very soon they'll be made redundant. And if care is not taken, once it starts in the zoo, every money in the bank will belong to the zoo. They will take it from you. Once you're foolish, what happened to you before happened to you again, and it's about to happen. You will lose your money you have in the bank. You will lose it. You watch and see what I'm telling you. You know, before, even during the, when times are good, when you go, they say, oh, there's no network. You will say, oh, no network. The zoo is finishing off this year. If you have any brain in your skull, go and withdraw all your money, convert it into dollar or something of that nature, and put it somewhere safe. Because the zoo currency naira is worthless. Worthless at the moment because the banks are closing down anyway. Banks will collapse. Of course they will. U.S. warns about American youths going or traveling to seek to fight and to kill Christians. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security have warned law enforcement agencies across USA about American youths wanting to join Islamic State militants fighting in the Middle East. The Joint Intelligence Bulletin was issued during the weekend, and law enforcement officials said such warnings are routine. Americans, even Muslims in America, want to go and help to kill Americans in the Middle East. Very, very interesting indeed. They will always kill. The Bible said they are wild donkeys. They will never stop fighting. They are wild, which means uncontrolled, untamed. No brain. They cannot reason properly. Agitations to shift the general elections heightened on Thursday as one of the political parties, Young Democratic Party, said that INEC, the Independent National Electoral Commission, should either accommodate the party in the forthcoming general elections or reschedule them. A federal high court sitting in Abuja had on Wednesday ordered INEC to issue a certificate and include this Young Democratic Party in the general election. But the INEC Director of Voter Education, Osaze, what is voter education? Oh God. Osaze Uzi and the Chief Press Secretary to the INEC Chairman, Kayodu Idowu, declined to comment, stating that apart from what they read from the newspapers, the processes of the court documents are yet to be served to the commission. So you have a country where a court of law sat and delivered a judgment, and the parties affected are saying that they have not been served any papers, but there's judgment delivered. I told you, law school indeed. I am at law school at a Igomu. Nonsense. Look at those doing law school. They don't know what law is. How can you have a significant ruling that could affect the monkeys in the zoo? And INEC is claiming they will not serve the papers. And they are lawyers and advocates. Mad people. Apple has acquired Chinedu Echeru's Hopstop.com, the Wall Street Journal's publication. All Things Digital reports, founded in 2005, Hopstop.com makes mobile applications for both iOS and Android that covers over 300 cities and that helps people get directions or find nearby subway stations and bus stops. Terms of the deal have not been disclosed as at the time of publication. Chinedu Echeru, formerly an analyst at investment bank and hedge funds, founded Hopstop in 2005. Echeru is now chairman of the board of Hopstop. Hopstop has often been compared to Israel's Waze, which was recently acquired by Google for $1 billion. The move is seen as Apple's plan to boost its map offering, especially given Google's recent acquisition of Waze. He's a Biafran. They said he's Nigerian born. Chineke Okwahoko. He is a Biafran, not a Nigerian. Can't you see his name? Is Chinedu a Nigerian name? The answer is no. It is a Biafran name. The same way that Awudu is an Awosa Fulani name. There is no Nigerian name. Nigeria has no name. There is no Nigerian name. None whatsoever. The Senate Committee on Defense and Army yesterday demanded how the over 1.275 billion budgeted for the Ministry of Defense in 2014 fiscal year was spent. Nobody knows. The money has gone missing. Everybody's a thief, even the Ministry of Defense. Osh, Ebenin, Ndioshin, and Deama. How can you live in a country where everybody is a thief? How can people live? People are just rogues walking up and down. Criminals. Criminals. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. Governor Akpabio said he used to eat from the dustbin. Governor Akpabio has said that before he became the governor of Akwa Ibom State, there were moments in his life when he used to eat from dustbin. Therefore, people should not be eating from dustbin as well. If I used to eat from the dustbin, why don't you also eat from the dustbin before you become governor one day? Do you see how we reason, black people? Hey, Chineke Namie. Ewo, this your G. This your G. We cannot afford $1.3 billion to maintain four refineries according to NNPC. The Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, the ZNPC itself at its finest, on Thursday informed senators that the corporation could not afford the outrageous bills for the maintenance of four refineries owned by the monkeys in the ZNPC. They say it's outrageous. But there is over up to $40 billion missing that NNPC have not remitted to the Federation account. Is that correct? And they are calling it outrageous. But that is the more than the money you are planning to pay your marketers to bring in imported petrol. Because, of course, they listen to Radio Biafra, as I told you everybody does. And now they're asking questions, what is happening to NNPC refineries that nobody has ever talked about before until they heard it on Radio Biafra? They came to us and we told them that you cannot have four refineries and you're telling the world that you're running out of petrol. You're making a mockery of your brain size. You people are a laughing stock, but you don't know it. But on Radio Biafra will tell you. That is exactly what is going on, isn't it? They said the bill is outrageous, $1.3 billion. But it is what you have already, you have paid more than this amount to marketers for only 3 months. 2.5 months, in fact. 2 to 15. They have paid fuel importers 200 billion naira already, as we reported last night. This is the economics of a graduate from the zoo. They can't, their brain, Obulisiha, cannot comprehend. Amazing stuff. Their refineries are there. Islamic people are destroying everything. They have deployed heavy vehicles and bulldozed the ancient Assyrian city of Nimrud in northern Iraq, according to the Iraqi government. Now, where is Obama? Obama said he would do anything. They are bombing them from the air, from the sea, from the land. What is happening? You can't stop ISIS, can you? They are bombing them from the air. They're from the air. They set out to bomb. And then after that, what happens on the ground? The mop-up must be done. Obama is weak. Very, very weak. A weak president. They can't try this nonsense under Bush. George Bush will go and clear all of them out. A 21-year-old student has been arrested by operatives of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, for allegedly defrauding a Briton of 20 million naira in an internet romance scam. His name is Chike Loba, a student of Federal Science and Technical College in Yaba, Lagos, was said to have met his victim, Kieran Oaks, on Facebook. It's been gathered that he went on. His name was Lisa Jackson. Him on Facebook now. I remember those idiots at our office at Enugu. You know, people with multiple Facebook accounts pretending to be somebody. They will write with one name, they will respond with another name. The same person. You think it is about four or five people talking about you or criticizing you, but it's only one person. You know, that is what Facebook does. Gives you the anonymity of sitting down somewhere and churning out rubbish every blessed day without putting up your pictures. This one is Lisa Jackson. And the man fell for it. Everybody's a thief in the zoo. The boy also. If Jonathan can be stealing from the people, why can't a young man steal from somebody as well? Everybody is born inside the zoo called Nigeria to become a thief. From a very young age, they groom you. If you're a child in the zoo called Nigeria, you're a thief growing up. You are a criminal. A criminal. So it's not surprising either. The executive board of the International Monetary Fund in Washington, D.C. yesterday said that vulnerabilities remain very high in view of the uncertainties about oil price, security, and political situations. In this latest report, a copy of which was made available in New York, the board concurred that additional policy adjustments and broader structural reforms will be necessary in the period ahead to reconstitute buffer, mitigate risk, and meet pressing development. talking rubbish, mitigating nonsense. Talk about white economy. You are interested in white economy, how to sustain it in that nonsense. You do not know. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news this very morning. And our lines are now open. If you call Radio Biafra, we will take your call. And people are already on the line and we shall go to them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the
Hello,
phone,
Lord.
Yes. Turn your system down. Good morning. What is your name?
Yeah, my name is Tochuku. I'm calling from Abia State.
Tochuku, which part of Abia State are you calling from?
I'm calling from Abia South.
Thank you. Please go ahead. Move away from where you are. Your line, your radio is disturbing us. Move away from there and say what you have to say. Go ahead.
Okay, I've done that already.
Go ahead and say
please,
what
you want. I want to congratulate you guys for bringing back our liberty. I want to congratulate you guys for bringing back our hope. This is what I've been hoping for to hear for long now. But thank God I'm hearing Radio Biafra for my lifetime, for the first time in my life since I was born. So I'm very proud of it. Kudos to you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. For the very first time in his life, as he said, he is listening to Radio Biafra. As we said, that is why we are here. To make the impossible become possible. To make the impossible become possible. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Our lines are open, including our Skype lines. On Skype, we are simply Radio Biafra. People are listening all over this very planet. And our other line as well, in case you don't have it, remains +44 208 133 9976. Let us go to the line once again. The caller on the phone.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's me. I'm from Jaffanlana at the stage.
Where are you calling from?
From Jaffanlana at the stage.
Where in Abia State are you calling from? Where in Abia State?
Yeah, Biafra, Mother State, yeah.
I said, where in Abia State are you? Hold on. Where are you? Which town or village are you calling from? Which town or village? I need to know. Not
okay,
state.
From Bende. From Bende.
Thank you.
Bende, from Bende.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. And, come on, I want to thank people. I think you promised us that we have very Biafra in Nigeria, being in Biafra land.
Yes.
Yes, this morning I opened my radio and I had a Radio Biafra really.
Hold on. You got Radio Biafra. Where are you now? This minute, where are you this very second?
Shabbat.
Sorry?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I said, yeah, I had it. I'm back on the radio. You're a good job. No. I'm here for a job.
Thank you. Hold on. Please, my question is,
okay.
Kevin or now, where are you this minute? Where are you right now?
Okay. I'm in my school road now.
Okay, school road.
School road is in Abba.
In Abba.
Abba, yeah, school road, yeah.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to thank you for that. So, I'm doing a good job. And you know, by the grace of Chukwu Abioma, we will succeed. Thank you.
He said, thank you very much. That is also a caller calling us from Abba. Maybe Abba CHK station is on today. Abba is on today, and we are grateful for that. See, look at what is happening. Look at what is happening already. Abba is live. Abba is kicking. Abba is buzzing. And that's what we like. They asked for it yesterday. They didn't get it. But today it has been resolved and they are getting it. I have a caller, please, on Viber. Are you still there? They are no longer there. They are not there anymore. Let us see who is my goodness. The calls are coming in so much that even the lines are jammed. The lines are jammed. They are not functioning properly as they should. And this is Radio Biafra. Please, if you're joining us, if you want to get hold of us, please, the number to call is +44 or 0044. Let's go to the line, please, and take it. And then I will give them the What is going on? That these things are not picking. What is happening? The caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Now, please go ahead. We are listening. Don't listen to your sister. Hold on. Don't listen to your system. Keep talking because we are here. Go ahead.
My name is Kechukwu Ume.
Yes, Kechukwu Ume.
I'm from Anambra State.
Which part of Anambra is that?
Idemili.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Malaga, Spain.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to commence and appreciate your work. And I want to salute Uche Mofo. I want to salute Prince Darlington, Clifford Irebide Obienu, and my director here also, the Biafra here in Malaga. And also, I want to thank Cheka, our person that made it possible also for us to have FM in Biafra land, most especially in Aba, because I know what is Aba, and I live in Aba before I traveled. Because if Aba in Ghana can be listening to Radio Biafra, I believe that it's going to be easy for us to get Biafra, because Aba do things in one mind. If I can say, last week or 2 weeks ago, this man they called Oji came to Aba. Aba in January humiliated him. So it is very good that Aba join this Radio Biafra and now understanding what we are doing. In terms of this election, I have made it clear to my family in Aba also, in my town, that nobody should go out on the day of election. Even my sister is one of the INEC, somebody that is taking care of Aba. I made it clear for her that she will stay indoor. And I even called the husband, because she's the only sister I got, that her wife should not go out on the day because she is a supervisor on that day. And at the same time, I want to use this opportunity to say that this Radio Biafra is making our people in Biafra land to know what is going on these days. And this media is very, very strong, that I believe through this media, we can be able to have a Biafra TV satellite, and which is going to be more convincing for our people, because they believe what they are seeing, because seeing is also believing, because seeing makes it more easier. Like all these rogues in Biafra land, that which is our traitors, Wazurike and Co., which is Ifajuna of our time, all this Benin human wrong, you know, they doesn't want this Biafra to come, like all these Ezende, Igbo, Ndoshi, and Ndiama, because they know that Nigeria is keeping us in ransom, that we cannot be able to survive. Then they use this opportunity to go to Abuja and taking money and promising people that Biafra will come. Like if you can see what Wazurike just said in last month, that even though Jonathan will rule in 2019, that he will continue to support him, while he is a freedom fighter. So with this media, when we got this television, I believe like a satellite during the time of NBI, television broadcast, it's more easier for us, like that Wazurike, to be showing this picture in the television. All this hoster that he been using the money he siphoned in a way of freedom fighting to hotels, everything will be showing on television. All this TRG and Co., the whole money he's been siphoning from Abia State will be showing in television. All these governors, ex-governors, because these people, they don't want Biafra to come, because they said in our dialect that Uru, what this is, how they said
it.
Do you understand? So these people never want Biafra to come, so that people will be the mind under them, and they will be inside Jeep. All their children is in Europe, in Western world, in diaspora. So they don't want people around there to see what is going on. They say vote, vote, vote. Now they are sharing bag of yam. Now they are sharing a bag of rice. In the, they will still remain there. When somebody is going down, he will put his son or his wife or his nephew. Can you imagine the agreement of TOG and Lord Jizokalu before TOG can go in? Now TOG is trying to impose another person in Abia State to continue keeping Abia State in refuge that these people can never see year to year, life to life. So when should this thing stop? So when we got this Biafra tradition, which will be on satellite like CNN, Al Jazeera, we can use this media to publish these people like here in close to where I'm living in Mabeya. Danjuma have a house that worth not less than $150 million. And somebody which is a white person is looking after the house. Can you imagine? So this kind of a thing, we can now go to that place and video everywhere and put it on air, on television. So people will be understanding what is going on. Not like Radio Biafra is very, very okay. Now people are understanding what is going on. Like this Lagos, can you imagine? Somebody said, SND, well, what in Lagos? Have you ever had a mayor of Hausa in Abia? Have you understand? So when this kind of a thing come up, and we should broadcast it in our satellite television, then the man will not understand that people are watching the television and find himself very useless. Because now, most of them in that Lagos, they don't even listen to radio. Understand where I'm going, director.
Yes.
So, director, let me cut this thing short. More grace to your elbow. And I believe that everybody that is a Biafran will come out. Because this is not just for Nnamdi Kanu or people that lives in Europe. We have people in the zoo or in the Biafra land, which they will not be taking care of this. Even director, I don't suggest at this point in time that you will say that we must commence our march. Everybody must be in this, because all of us, which is in Biafra, are in quagmire. Everybody's in this decent situation. You can imagine, what is the name, Bayelsa. Bayelsa people, now they know what Ojukwu fight for. Like, this is the reason why I always love Program 4 is always playing that says, somebody in Adamawa or something,
yes.
Say the items then is, can you imagine somebody that we can do everything possible to protect the oil in Bayelsa, because the oil in Bayelsa belongs to Jigawa. Can you imagine? So it's better they are listening and see what Hausa Fulani man is saying about their oil. You know, because they thought that oil is our problem. Oil is not even our problem. It's possible that this oil can be moved from Biafra land to give them in Jigawa. Let us have the peace. Because you can imagine Japan. Japan doesn't even have oil, but look at how Japan looks like. Biafra are the rising sun. We don't even need the oil. The oil is not even what we are suffering today is the cause of the oil. We don't even need the oil. Wherever we are today, we are surviving. Wherever there is a Biafra somebody, you must see a light. So oil is not even isn't our problem. So I will rest my case. More grace to your elbow, director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And well spoken as well. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are moving to the phone line now to see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Please move away from where you are or turn your system down. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, hello. I want you to move away from where you are because you are interfering. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please, what is your name? What is your name?
My name is Michael.
Get over, Michael. Michael, what is your proper name? What is Michael? What is your name? His name is Michael. Maybe the time has come for people to know who they are. We don't know who we are. What is your name, Clement? What is the meaning of Clement? What is the meaning of Clement, I ask? I don't understand these people, honestly speaking. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Our lines are open. If you call us, please give us your proper name. Not all these botanical names. Give us your real, genuine name. If you don't know, ask your mom or your dad before you call Radio Biafra, because I will ask you. This is Radio Biafra. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ike Chimanebo. I'm calling from Owerri.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Please, I want to inquire something. I have an in-law. He's an ex-Biafra soldier.
Yes.
So they do go to Enugu to conference every month. And they are being taxed of levy. So they tell Ojuku sister or whatever that... I don't know if you people are one Madam Ijeri. I don't know if you people are aware of that movement. They call themselves ABN. ABN, sorry.
No, there are too many groups. You need to tell us more about them. There are too many groups in Biafra land purporting to be fighting for Biafra. And I hope they're genuine. That's all I can say. As long as you're fighting for Biafra in truth and honesty, there is no problem. If they're genuine, then there is no problem. If they're not genuine, then...
Yes. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, they say that the allowance Nigerians are owing them, that they should pay. I don't know if there is such thing like that, because they have been paying levies on that.
That is nonsense. That is nonsense. There is no levy to be paid. I have addressed veterans before in four different locations. They are asking for their benefits to be paid, but those benefits are not being paid. Why are people asking our veterans to contribute money again? I don't know this type of fraud. What is wrong with our people? They are looking, it's like going to Pentecostal church, looking for salvation. Somebody has come asking for his entitlement to be paid. You're telling him, okay, we'll fight for entitlement, but please, first of all, pay levy, pay dues. It's not good now. That is not good. Tell your uncle to stop wasting his time and his money, because the zoo will not pay. Simple as that. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Turn your system down, please. I have a caller on Skype. You will turn your system down. Hello?
Clement, I ask.
Oh, my goodness me. Hey, well, these are people that listen to Radio Biafra. What is wrong with them? My God in heaven. I don't know. I don't know these people. I don't understand it. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The people we think should know better, they don't understand any better. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
No. Oh, my goodness.
The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Turn your system down. Oh, the green emunu na hanui. If I pick your call, turn your system down. Yes, go ahead.
My system is down already. Yeah, good afternoon from here, director.
And good morning.
Yeah, this is Ikemen Ogre Gospel. Judas, they're calling from Hong Kong.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Right. I just want to thank you for the marvelous job you've been doing. It's not easy to anchor such program in the morning, a night, and at the same time, in the evening. Sometimes when I try to follow you in this way, at the end of the day, I found out that I couldn't continue because if you are not called for this job, you cannot handle it. Yeah. I just wanted to call in respect of... a caller that called yesterday morning. Yeah, I wanted to clarify something about our...
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm national coordinator here in Hong Kong. When we started this association last year, some of them were sitting within the fence looking at us as if maybe we are not going to move forward, that Nigerian government is coming to arrest us. Then after which we went for the 38th May, they said, yeah, when you go out there, police will arrest you, everything will happen. We looked at them and we laughed. But I'm very pragmatic in whatever I do. And the same thing applies to the people that are working with me here. So when we met on 38th May, it was awesome. People started looking at us. Some people started coming out. After 38th May, we went into registration. They said, they cannot register you here. We went and got registered. And to God be the glory, today we are being recognized in Hong Kong. Then they heard it, and so a lot of them started coming, knowing that what we are doing is not a child's play. Everybody started calling out, calling. Some people will tell you, tomorrow you hear that I took somebody's wife. That was why they should remove me as a coordinator. I am not even afraid, because I'm ready to face them squarely. So before when we started here, there's a pledge I made to them. I told them, therefore restoration is pivotal, and it is higher than anybody who is coming in. And the major reason why we've gathered is just to make sure that Biafra is restored. So if you're having any quarrel, you're having any problem with your brother, it is on the minute, and I keep on repeating it every meeting, that if you're having any issue with your brother or your sister or whoever that is a member here, please don't bring it into Biafra station here. After Biafra, you can settle your scores out. No doubt, the caller that called, I have an issue with him. He's a small boy.
Hold on a second. Are you the national coordinator in Hong Kong?
I am the national coordinator.
Then people can complain. It's quite strange, you see, because uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. People can call to say something about you or your leadership. But given that you're the national coordinator, you are also not allowed to respond on the air. What you're now going to do is a very simple thing. You will remain our national coordinator. That is not in doubt. I have asked the very young man that rang yesterday to come to the meeting. When he comes to the meeting, you will receive him. There is something called magnanimity, which often I show here. People say, oh, he's too soft. He doesn't do this. He's too soft and all the rest of it. You show magnanimity because you are our leader in Hong Kong. You will accept him into the meeting and you will resolve your differences with him, and you will find out that he will be an asset for you. Just do exactly as I tell you, and by next week you'll call and tell me that I'm right. That young man yesterday will be an asset to you. So I suggest Radio Biafra, as you well know, is not a platform for live resolution of dispute. We don't do that here. What I want you to do, he said he's going to come to the meeting. He called me outside the meeting to say he's going to attend, outside the broadcast to say he will attend the meeting, and I expect him to do so. When he comes, you will be able to deal with that very issue. But if I'm you, as the leader there, you will call him. You're like the first son. Why do you think that South left and Niger Delta, some of them said they're not Igbo? It's because the Igbo people did not show leadership. Although everybody is upset that you betrayed me, you did this, you did that, it is also your responsibility to go and make sure that your family doesn't fragment. And that is your responsibility as a leader. Some of these things are the things you will encounter. And maybe now you can appreciate what we are also going through. So I will not allow you to continue with that line of approach. If you have a meeting to announce, if you have anything to tell us regarding Biafra, please do so. If it's in direct response to what somebody said, you are not at liberty to do so because you are a leader.
No, Director, I concur, actually. But then there are issues you need to understand about, because if those issues is not thrashed out...
No, you will tell me in private. You will thrash it out in private, not in public.
Okay.
Do you
okay,
understand?
Okay. Let me use this medium to announce our upcoming meeting coming on Sunday, 6 o'clock, Shashipo Playground. And the one thing we will not welcome is arrogance. If you are coming in, Biafra Restoration is meant for meritocracy, not for mediocres. If you come, whatever you have, your pride, please keep it aside. You only come here, you join the family, we are one. We have been here for 1 year, there's no quarrel, we don't come here to fight. All we do is just to restore our nation. Please, we welcome anybody who is coming in. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that. That is well spoken, well spoken. Thank you very much for that. I don't know if we have a caller on Skype. If we do, I will be able to go and bring the person in. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. Whatever thing that you're doing, we want to feel, make sure that when you come to us, you are educated, you're enlightened, you have the requisite knowledge to go ahead and get Biafra in truth and honesty. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
And it changes from Enugu calling.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, I'm just happy to hear you, the way you are trying to resolve that Hong Kong coordinator and the other man that called, I think, 2 days ago, because I listened to the broadcast on that day.
Yes.
So I think the best option for him is to carry on with what you just told him. That's the best way to treat an issue. You should just welcome the other man. In so doing, he's an answer, just like you said. But why I called is this. You know, you are now, let me say, expanding in the form of the radio FM or something like that. Well, I wanted to just ask you to please mellow down with our people. You know, you used to say it, that we are not educated. So once we are not educated, I think we have to mellow down in teaching us on how to be educated. And you educate us more. What am I trying to say? Now, coming to the digital aspect of it, people are calling. And most of the people calling do not know the essence of tuning down their radio system or something like that. Most of them are listening inside the market. Do you know that once, if you go into the market now, you will see some people running, just sitting around a single transistor radio, just to hear the radio broadcasting. So it is a joy. It is a thing of joy. Even hearing your voice on the radio, or people hearing that you are calling. So it is a thing of joy. It is something that we have. This radio system or radio broadcast, I think, is something, I don't know how to tell you this, but it is something that we say that it is the real thing our people can boast of. So I hope you are hearing me.
Loud and clear. The world is also listening. Loud and clear. Loud and clear. Go ahead.
So what I'm trying to tell you is this. As long as this man is living, Chukwuma is with us.
Okay.
You must be having new converts every day. And once you are having new converts every day, it means you will even receive a call from somebody who doesn't know how to make a call. So you have to teach him. You have to educate him on what to do. So you will keep on doing it, so that we will learn. At a time, we will cope up. So that is what I wanted to ask for you this morning. Then coming to your broadcast last Tuesday, you asked something about Inigo. Please, I wasn't around when you mentioned. I don't know if you mentioned the answer or something like that. So I wanted to know, please. That is my call.
The answer to what? Sorry, the answer to what?
Anyinya Igwe. You say something.
Anyinya Igwe is not correct, because the reason why the word Anyinya came in into it is because of White Horse. Listen carefully. It is the bicycle they call White Horse. A white man came with White Horse, a district commissioner before, and he was acting very funny. He was very rude and arrogant, and our people killed him. So they tied the bicycle on the tree before the bicycle will run back and go and call the rest and tell them that this man has been killed. So we called it Enyenya because horse is Enyenya. And this thing carrying somebody,
yes,
is also Enyenya as well to our people then, as just a very local name. And that was it. That's how Enyenya, Igwe, came in, but it is not correct. The correct name is Ugbo Eleke. Anything that conveys you is Ugbo. That is what it is. That's why you have Ugbo Mili, Ugbo Ala, Ugbo Elu. Anything that you can perform a journey in is Ugbo. So the name is Ugbo Eleke. Alekreja is an old bicycle. Werete is just a nickname. Simple.
Okay. Just please mellow down with our people. Just continue educating us. We are learning, please.
Thank you very much. I have heard you. Thank you very much. Thank you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The one on Skype, stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, director, good afternoon.
And good morning from here.
Director, this is Chida Shamoru. I'm calling from Kuwait.
You're calling us from Kuwait. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, director, I just wanted, it's been long I didn't talk on radio, but it's good also to talk so that people will know that somebody is still in Kuwait. We have been trying to gather our people here. It has not been easy. What made me to call is based on what you said, that you were advising in Hong Kong. Here in Kuwait, there were people that I do not, because of their behavior, I don't do things with them. But because of the restoration of Biafra, I have to keep everything aside, go to their wedding, go just to make sure that anywhere I see them that the gospel may be preached. But you know our people, some of them are still building houses. They want to complete their stores and buildings. Some told me that I just married, my wife has not joined me yet. So all kind of excuses are still coming up. But what shocked most of them was, here in Kuwait, Director, there are the people they call the stateless, the Bedouins. But some of them claim that they are from here originally. When Kuwait fought and they were given nationality, some people were left behind. So there is a man who is chairing this group. They are like 130-something thousand stateless people. This man have 3,000 cases in the court in Kuwait here. And this man, he don't grant interview for anybody because of their problem, he don't want. Fortunately, there is one of our brothers here, who is Jackson also, working with one of the newspapers here. He's from Mbisha. So when they were giving names for this man to accept who will come to interview him, then he selected this guy. He selected many people, he refused, but this guy is just normal. He said he want this guy, his name is Chidi, he said, I want this guy to come and interview me. So when this guy went to him, he asked him, this is what makes our people, most of them are now calling me, so I told them, listen to Radio Biafra, at least educate yourself to know who you are. The man told this Chidi, he told him, do you know why I called you to interview me? The guy said, no. He said, do you think, are you the biggest officer in this? He said, no. He said, I called you to come and interview me. You are from the eastern part of Nigeria. He told him, yes. He said, I called you to interview me because my fight is you people's fight. And due to the guy, wow. You know, people can be talking. Yes, he told him, I called you. I want you to go and write. I am not going to give you explanation of anything, but I'm trying to tell you that my fight is your people's fight. If you know how your people was persecuted, that is how I have been, our people have been persecuted here. And it was, when the interview came out, when this guy wrote this report, the Kuwait government refused to publish that report on newspaper. Until the pressure was coming, people, then they published that newspaper for 3 consecutive days, the interview, or the report that guy wrote. So this is to tell our people, I am shocked. If yes, I may be a history student, but I never, if Radio Biafra that have made us that, I will go to some circle of the Arab people, you are surprised. They told you they know about Biafra. They told you, oh, you're Biafra. They know. But our people are very reluctant to come out. Some of our people are lost. They don't even know. You are looking for a greener pasture in the desert while your place is full of everything. I mean, the team has gone out of hand. Secondly, Director, what I also want to point is, you know, our people are too scared. They are too scared. I don't know why they are scared. For nothing, there is somebody I met here. If you remember 3 years ago, Director, there was a man who, the main opposition of Idris Dabi in Chad, the main opposition of, who surrounded the Chadian government. But Director, though I'm saying it on the live broadcast, do you know that this guy is living here now for past 3 years? Because when him and Idris Dabi agreed for peace talk, they paid him off. He was staying in Khartoum. They left him. They asked him to leave Khartoum. So Omar Bashir paid him off, and he come over here. And when you sit with these Hausa people, who, if problem comes in Nigeria, they jump to Chad, they take Chadian passport. If problem comes in Chad, they jump to Sudan, they take Sudanese passport. Some people from Niger, we never travel and you hear this man is from Niger. All of them are with Nigerian passports. They cause all kinds of trouble. You hear what they do. There is no way we can live together with these people. There is no way. It cannot happen. So the better our people accept that, than every day you think I'm going to be with this Hausa man, he will give me. It just doesn't happen. I have worked with these people. I have seen them. I have known what they have also messed our life up. I told you the other time, Director, my container stayed in Nigerian port for 2 years. I have lost with Nigerian custom a whopping of more than 89 million naira. They will bring you to your stand. They will destroy you. No matter if you rise today, tomorrow they will destroy you. So do not think you have got a permanent friend. My brothers, if you are listening, I know many people are listening in Kuwait, but because you are still building houses, remember that housing, we are living in Kuwait, and you know that housing is handled by government. When you have one home, it is enough for you and your family. Everybody have rights for this. But you want to be single and build real estate and this thing, struggling, and you are building them in Nigeria while you are living here. So I just want to encourage our people, come out from your, you know, from your comfortable zones, come out, time will reach. I will no more entertain people in Kuwait, all our dear friends in Kuwait. I will no more entertain you. I will no more explain to you anything, because I have been talking to people on phone. They call me, I respond. When time reach, I am no more going to bring out time to explain to you anything. I will leave you in the dark and you have to fight. This struggle is like a heaven race. Everybody has to fight for his own. Thank you, Director, and God bless the people of Biafra.
Thank you very much, and well spoken at that as well. Thank you very, very much. He is one of us. He is one of us in Kuwait. That is our Kuwait National Coordinator. Thank you very much. Well, the caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good morning, my director.
Good morning. Please raise your voice. Turn down every background sound because we want to hear you very well. Please go ahead. The world is waiting and listening.
Okay. My name is Okeke Nnamdi. I'm from Udi in Enugu State, Biafra land. But I'm calling from Hausa Fulani land, Abuja precisely.
From Abuja, the capital of the Zoological Republic. Please go ahead.
Sir. So this, and I thank you for all you have been doing, and I commend on your efforts. We really appreciate it. This radio has is an eye-opener to me and some other Biafrans here in Abuja. I've been following up on this radio for the past 5 or 6 months now, and I must tell you that it has brought me from the darkness. I have learned so many things that has been going on without me knowing about it. I really commend you so much. I commend your effort, and I pray that God will strengthen you the more.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
I'll be calling often at home.
Please, Randu, sir. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are at liberty to take your calls, and you are also at liberty to call us. I have another caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good afternoon from India.
And good morning from here.
Director, my name is Chukwuemeka Afuse. I am from Orumba South Local Government, Anambra State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
My director, I must start by saying thank you very much. I am one of the humble servants of the Biafran. I happen to be the coordinator here in Goa, India. Director, please permit me to make this comment, and I need your advice, and I want you to help me out. I've spoken to our national coordinator here, Christian Ngosu, who he tried himself to explain to the people of Biafra here in Goa. I remember calling you last August that I came here and I was looking for how to meet our people. So by God's grace, we managed to come together here in Goa and form a family member here, which we started since November.
Yes.
But Director, something happened that I don't want to say something on my own. That is why I have decided to come on air, because I know most of the 25 members, which by God's grace we gathered, most of them are listening this afternoon. Director, please, we haven't been able to hold a meeting since last month because of some of them misunderstood the oath we took last December. Everybody have their business here in diaspora. Based on what most of them are doing, they want to know, they say, they asked me to explain, and I told them in that case I will go on air and I will ask director who will explain so that they will listen, and tomorrow nobody will say that I mislead him.
Yes.
Director, please, if I make a mistake, please forgive me and then correct me, please. The question is, for some of you who are listening from here in Goa, The question you asked me and you said you want to hear from Mr. Director is, the oath in which we ask you to take, does it have anything to do with your personal business? In case if you have a business with a Nigerian, a Biafran here, and he did not return your money, if you do anything bad to him, does it have anything to do with you? And my answer to them was no, that the thing was clear. If you read the message clearly state that it only have something to do with Biafra, so that you don't betray our movement. Director, please, can you please correct me or please say something on the air so that our fellow Biafrans here in Goa will understand exactly what the oath is in terms of their private life and their private business with private Biafran that have nothing to do with our struggle. Thank you, Mr. Director.
Thank you very, very much. The oath only applies to your betrayal of your country, Biafra. It has nothing to do with your personal dealings with other people, and the oath is meant for only 4 people in each zone and 4 people nationally, or where there is more executive, the more of them. It's meant for principal officers alone, those who will come into contact with the information needed to either advance the cause of Biafra or to destroy it. That is why we have the oath. We don't want another Ifajuna. We don't want another Wazurike. We don't need liars in our midst, because Biafra is the coming of the kingdom of heaven. We don't need people. We don't need people with tainted hands. We don't need people we can send to the war front and they sell our secret. We don't want to fail. That is why we have an oath. The oath is meant for only the principal officers of state. The whole of India. The oath is meant for, nationally speaking, the national coordinator. If you have a deputy national coordinator, if you have a treasurer, if you have a secretary, if you have financial secretary, and if you have a PRO, the oath applies to them on a national level. Then on a local zonal level, the oath applies to the zonal coordinator, applies to the zonal secretary, applies to the zonal treasurer, applies to the zonal PRO and financial secretary. What else are you talking about? The rest of the people can come and go as they will. But these are the people with the secret. They understand what we are doing because we tell them. We don't want them to sell that information to Awosa Fulani to then come and derail what we are doing. Because of that, we place them under intolerable oath. What it means is that if you go wrong, you will die and your children will die. Simple. Very neat. If you love your country, then you come and serve your country. Because I know I will never betray my country. That is why I know that I can take the oath. Only people, Ndiyoshi, will say no to the oath. Only if you're a criminal. We know in some places some meetings went through and took every member on oath. I understand that very well as well. We don't want people, we are looking for Biafra. We'll make you to go back. We don't want, if you do that, you will die and your children will die. Simple. Even generations upon, your family will be shut down. That is the essence of it. So in your next life, you will not learn how to betray Biafra. We don't want to have Ifajuna. What Owazurike did in this very struggle is trauma to some people. People cannot believe that a human being can come out and raise our hopes up to use it, only to use it and go and collect money from Awosa Fulani and the Zulu government. We don't like that. We don't want that to happen again. We don't want it to happen again. That is why. So the oath is not just if I do anything wrong, then no. You will die and your children will die. Your children's children will die. Your family will be shut down completely. That's the oath we took. Because I know I can never betray my country. Instead, some of you will betray me. Simple. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. I hope we have made that very, very clear, abundantly clear. Let's go to the line and see who is there. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello. Good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother.
How are you? This is Sendukuba Benjamin Okereke. I'm calling from Leeds, the Leeds Zona Coordinator. The reason of my calling this morning is to confirm your news this morning and also to warn Biafrans. As of yesterday and today, people are finding it difficult to receive their money they have sent from abroad to the banks in Nigeria.
Wow.
In the zoo. Even the one I sent to my children back home, they have not been able to pay them up to this moment because banks are having crisis. So what you have just told us this morning and yesterday is true. So people should be careful how they are sending money now. Otherwise, their money will be disposed in the bin. So I want to say thank you very much for your information. And I believe Biafrans shall adhere to whatever information that you are giving to us and react quick as possible to get us Biafra so that we shall march this year by God's grace. Director, may God bless you this morning. Good morning for coming back for early broadcast. We shall all continue to fight for the restoration of Biafra in the name of Jesus. May God bless you. May God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. And I say amen to that. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Our people must learn to listen. There are idiots now perambulating all over the place, circulating information about 30th of May. 30th of May for us is a holy day. 30th of May every year is a holy day. 30th of May was the day that Biafra was declared. We don't mess about with 30th of May. 30th of May is a holy day. If you have not taken that day off, or Jupiter, if you like, work for NASA. On that day, I'm talking about Americans, and they are now year to year, you take that day off. I repeat, in fact, you take 2 days off, if not even three. I want people to take 30th of May off. Even if you are supposed to be off on that day, Gwapando Lonunu, that you will not walk so that they will know in advance in case they want to call you in. 30th of May every year is a holy day. There are idiots and vagabonds circulating information. Only Radio Biafra here will announce our activities for the 30th of May. Don't listen to any other. Listen, these are people. This is why we are on oath. There are individuals sent by Hausa Fulani people. They are very poor. They are in Europe. Some of them are even in London. They have been in England for a very long time. They are very, very poor. So they are jumping up and down looking for relevance through Biafra. I am warning you, these are the people in Bilie. Now they no longer exist. Nigeria is looking, their master is looking for them for lying. Don't follow these people. Don't listen to them. If you listen to them, they lied to Nigeria. They said their movement is open to all Nigerians, including Hausa, Fulani, Alamajiri. But come back on their form to say, oh, it's only Biafrans. Where is your village in Biafra land? They are liars and deceivers. They don't have the strength of their own conviction. You must be very, very careful. Very, very careful with these people. Only Radio Biafra will announce our activities for our holy day. 30th of May is not going to be called 30th of May this year. It is a day of holiness, holy day for Biafra land. We remember those that died and we remember those that is yet to be born. That very day, we remember the day that we were restored upon the face of this very earth and Satan said no, which we are fighting for. 30th of May 2015 is a holy day. I said holy. Holier than Christmas. I am telling you now so you understand it. 30th of May is a day of salvation. A day of redemption. The day we said no to our suffering and killing us. Is a day of holiness. This very year. That is the theme of it. A day of holiness. No idiot is allowed to tamper with it. No idiot. People are very, very funny. Chukwu the Chris Ichirebere Obi has published a picture saying that there are Umoji women in Lagos dancing in a nightclub. Hey, our people are deadly. Very, very deadly. I will go to Prince Darlington very, very soon. Let's take this call. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me? What is your name and where are you calling from?
Director, this is Emmanuel Emeka Ugu from Enugu.
Thank you very much. Please, where are you calling from now? Are you in Enugu? Are you calling from Enugu now?
Yes, I'm calling from Enugu.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. We have lost him. He's calling us from Enugu, but we have lost him. He's calling from the part of the zoo. Unbelievable. After all, Biafra is under zoo control. You can see what happens. I'm going to Prince Darlington. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good morning, sir. My hero.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. You have an announcement to make. Please proceed to announce it. Very quickly, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Prince Darlington Chukwu Bikem. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal. I'm from Enugu Mako. Enugu Mako is an Oguloka government. Oguloka government is in Biafra land. Director, I want to announce our meeting today. Today is Friday, the 6th of March 2015. With the indigenous people of Biafra here in Dakar, Senegal, we are having a meeting at Yongolin Hotel in Paseo. Our meeting starts by 5 p.m. dot. Therefore, we expect every Biafrans living in Dakar, Senegal, at least by 4:30, you are in Yongolin. It is very, very important that you come. Those that came last Friday, I expect more of you to come out because this is time for us to come out and stand for what we know, what we want, where we belong, because what we are doing is the right thing to do. The Director, that is the announcement I want to make. At the same time, I have only one thing to contribute before I go, Director. I want to use this opportunity to speak to Aba people. I am happy that Aba is listening to this morning broadcast. Yesterday, I wanted to call in, but when I noticed that the broadcast at their relay station is not on, then I back off. I decided to call this morning because I want to speak to the people of Aba. Director, it is said that it is always said that a lion always gives birth to its kind. A cat gives birth to its kind. A goat gives birth to its kind. Aba people, those listening from Ariaria, I want to know if these are the children of these women that fought in the year 1929. I want to know if these are the same children of those women who stood to defend their land, to fight for their right against the colonial masters. I want to know if the Aba people that we know today are the same children of those women who said no to the rules that the colonial master imposed on them. I want to know if these Aba people are the same people, the children of those women who gathered all over Eastern region to say no, that enough is enough, that for a white man to come from all the way from United Kingdom to come here and give us rules and regulations and give us and impose people on us and impose taxes on us, and we are going to say no to it. I want to know if these are the same children of those women. Has all those, the children of all those same women died? Are they still alive? Where are they? Aba people, do you know that Aba is the heart of Igboland? Do you know that your brothers, your kings are dying all over the world? Do you know that what belongs to you is being taken by our slave master, beautifying their state, and the you people are there hustling and dying in poverty? Do you know that Ariaba is supposed to be the biggest market in the whole Africa? But what is happening in Ariadiaba today? Did government look into Ariadiaba? What can't Aba people produce? You can produce everything in Ariadiaba. Look at what Odius Okala has turned Aba to. After dealing with you people, he handed it over to Theodorji. And Theodorji continued doing his own. Where are you people? Are you people sleeping? Is it not your mothers that fought for their right, for your right, for the right of your children in the year 1929? Why are you people sleeping? Why have you people not stand up on your feet to defend what your mother fought for in the year 1929? On November to December 1929, when they say no to these people, why can't you come out right now and do something? I used to know that Ariadiaba is known as Enyimba City. And Ariadiaba, the people that are working in that Ariadiaba market are strongest people. They're formidable men that when they say no, their no is no. Why are you people sleeping at this point in time? If you are listening to the voice of President Dekano on Radio Biafra, if you are listening to my voice this morning, President Tshibike, I am challenging each and every one of you. If you are a true child of those women that fought in the year 1929 for the right of their children, for their right, and for the right of their great-great-grandchildren, stand up now, because this is time. God has given us the man who is supposed to take us to get our land restored. Abba people, I want to say, whoever that is in that market that doesn't know that your land is already decimated, you must be sleeping. Get up and take what belongs to you. Join this struggle now. Come out, organize yourselves in a massive number, and take whatever that you can take belong to the family of indigenous people of Biafra in Abba. Stand on one umbrella and be ready to fight to finish. This time around, we are going to fight to finish. But I am calling because of Ariadne Abba people this morning. Director, if you will always remind these people that their mother fought in the year 1929 for them to live a good life, for their right to be restored, for their land to be restored, for the white people, law not to be imposed on them. What happened to them? When the women, their mothers fought for their future, now the generation of this present time cannot stand and fight for their own future. Who give birth to you? Are you one of the people that also fully impregnated their mother and gave birth to? I want to see the children of those women that fought for the right of their children in the year 1929 in Abba. Director, from this moment, my eye is on Abba. I want to checkmate those men that always come out and say, we are any city, we can do it. My people, wherever you are right now in Ariadne Abba, listening to Radio Biafra, I want you people to begin to organize yourselves one after the other, because Hausa Fulani, they have encroached into our land. They are everywhere. What they are waiting now is for the whistle to be blown. But you people should not wait for them to take any action before you begin to do what you're supposed to do. It is the right time. If you have a machete, bring it out. If you have a pump action, bring it out. Whatever you have. Those men that fought for, that we are called Bakasi, I know most of you are still alive. Those men that do the strong thing in Abba that makes Abba to bubble, where are you people? Can't you people come out and know that the voice you are hearing from Radio Biafra in the name of President Dekano is the voice of that man calling from the wilderness? Why can't you listen to it right now before the time is late? I want you people to know that we are the indigenous people of Biafra. We have come to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. Director, to be sincere with you this morning, whenever I hear that policemen in Abba, in Onitsha, used to molest people, used to kill people, used to do this, and it's not reported, I feel so bitter in my heart, because the Hausa Fulani have drawn their map. The map they draw is that no Igbo man will be a police DPO or police commissioner in Igbo land. Only Hausa people are the head of police, are the head of army in all Igbo land. That is why when they commit any offense, when you report it to the station, they close it, because it's Hausa man that is ruling you, even in your own land. But I want to tell Abba people that when you come out now and say no to anyone, those people who are running up and down with healers, without even having anything to do, they cannot even defend their land, they cannot even fight Boko Haram, they are just there parading, collecting money from you. When they ask you for bribe, you don't give them, they kill you. Are you people going to stay and watch what is happening? Dubai does not produce anything, but Dubai is one of the most beautiful cities in the whole world. It's based on only importation and tourism. But Abba can build, Abba can produce the shoe, Abba can produce suit, Abba can produce cap, Abba can produce anything under this planet. Last 3 months or last 4 months, I saw a news that Abba is exporting over 1 million pairs of shoe every month. But those 1 million pairs of shoe is out of your own struggle. Government is not helping you. The Bank of Industry is not giving you money to help yourselves. Why can't you come out now and fight for your freedom and get what belongs to you? Before I go, my question is the children of those women fought in the year 1929 in Abba still alive? If you are still alive, if you are one of the children of those women that fought for their freedom, for their right, I challenge you today to come out and fight for what belongs to you. Director, thank you very much. And may God bless each and every one of us as we get Biafra this year. In Chukwu Abiamah's name, I pray.
You say. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We have been ongoing, and we must continue to do our work, and this work must be accomplished. And because it is going to be accomplished, we will do it in the finest way possible. If you know anybody who is in China that has stole our money, our defense fund, I need the names of everybody that was in Tochukwu Onunkwo's group and the cabinet. I need to know where they come from in Biafra land. Everybody in that cabinet, we want to find them and we want to teach them a lesson of their lifetime. Everybody, once you steal Biafra funds, the world must know about it. I need the names of everybody who is responsible for the missing of Biafra defense fund in China. Everybody in that Tochukwu Onunkwo's cabinet, the executive that is now defunct, we want their names and the villages where they come. Only their names only. We'll find their villages for them. We want to set an example with them so they will understand how serious we are. That in Biafra land, you don't steal from the public. We want the names of everybody who is in Tochukwu Onunkwo with him that stole the money belonging to Biafrans in China. We need to set an example with them as quickly as possible. I need a full list of them. Asia Rep, I need the list of all the people in Tochukwu Onunkwo's executive that stole the money of Biafran people and then opened up a school for gossipers. We need to find them as quickly as possible. We'll find them as quickly as possible and set an example with them. In their next life, they will not steal from us. This is Radio Biafra. We must go to the line immediately. We must go to the line. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Well,
turn your system down. Turn it down. Please turn it down. Turn your system down. Turn it down.
Hello.
Can you turn your system down? One more hello and I will cut you off. Turn your system down. They are not paying attention, are they? That is the problem that we have. They said we should be quiet with them. We cannot be. Or try to understand. We cannot be. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Ifai Chuku Ugwanya.
And where are you calling from? Where are you calling from? Turn the system down, please. Turn it down. It's interfering. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
My goodness me. I can hear you. Can you continue talking, please? I can hear you. Go ahead.
My name is Ifai Chuku Ugwanya. Ugo Kado, one of Obagu Ugwaji in Enugu State.
Are you a traditional ruler?
No.
What is your title about? Why do you have a title if you're not a traditional ruler? What have you done that you have a title?
My senior brother is the Igwe of Obagu.
And what have you, who are you yourself, not your senior brother? Your senior brother is Igwe. Why do you have the title you have? Why? Just educate us.
I am bearing the same name with him.
Okay. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, I thank you for the good work you are doing to make that Biafran is restored. Director, I am a member of MASOB in Onitsha, Biafra land, in the time of Waziri case. But what happened that 2005 and 2006 in Onitsha, Biafra land, where President Obasanjo promised Governor Peter Obi that if he aroused soldiers to come and wipe away all the Biafran MASOB, that the impeachment notice should be resolved, and Governor Peter Obi gave the order and they start shooting and killing Biafran MASOB. Biafran MASOB made me.
We have lost him. The line could no longer hold. We have lost him. Let's go to the phone line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What is your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Anthony Iposo. I'm calling from the Biafra land of Owerri.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Biafra, there's some news that came out this morning. I was very shocked about that news. Because when I tuned my radio, my Android, I just heard the news. It was so devastating. But a member of Biafra can just take away some phone like that. It's not too fine. It's not very fine. They're not sure that they are really Biafra.
They are not real Biafrans. Some of these people, the Ifajuna blood in them, the idea of stealing is in their blood and runs in their families. We contributed money towards our defense fund to buy guns and bullets in China. One particular idiot with a few other people used our money to start doing business. We asked them for the money. Where is the money that our people contributed to buy guns and weapons to defend their land? They started talking rubbish. And today they have nothing to talk about anymore. Where is our money? We need the name. I have told Nlebedim, I need the name of everybody in Tojikwu Onunkwo's cabinet. We will find them. We will set an example with them. Wahozo. If they show them Biafra money, they will not touch it. They won't touch Biafra money anymore. Never, ever.
They cannot go away with that money. That is the blood of Biafra. So they can't throw the money. Wherever they are, they have to be fished out and be dealt with according to the rules.
They will see what will happen to them. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And people think that somehow we are joking. No, we are not joking. We are very, very serious. Very, very serious. We are telling them there are some idiots with our properties at Enugu. We know that very well. Of course, we'll get them. They will know how serious we are and that we are not as kind as we appear sometimes. They will understand it. In their next life, they won't play with us. Anywhere they can run to and seek to hide, we'll find them. Because once we start fighting, we never stop. We never, and eventually we win. They must know that by now. So I suggest they keep running. And once they keep running, they shouldn't even look back because we'll find them. This is Biafra. I told everybody when we started, we are not here to joke. I am not a Wasurike. I am not Masop. I don't believe in messing about. We are here to get Biafra. Our focus is like a laser beam on Biafra. Nothing will detract us. Nothing will shake our resolve. We are here to get our country in truth and honesty. They thought we were... Every idiot in China that tampered with our money, you are dead men walking. God is my witness. Ask those that came in contact with us. Ask them where they are today. Even though Wazirika has turned to Ekuregu, he's now talking on newspaper every day to be relevant. His people understand that they have been messed about with. Once you come against us, one thing is guaranteed, your failure. Your failure. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, hello, Director. Good afternoon, Malaysia.
And good morning from here.
Yeah, my name is
I can't hear you very well. Your line is cutting out. What is your name?
My name is Otechukwu Okoria from Malaysia. Calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling regarding one of our brothers who spoke before the last speech. Because talking about the people from Aba. So I was once in Aba. I was brought up in Aba. I did business in Aba. What is happening in Aba is the cause of Odin Okala and his gang. Aba is a very respected area, industrial area. But the people that did the these things that happened in Aba make the whole Aba on the whole to be respected is the shoemaker, leather allied dealers, those that manufacture both handbags and shoes. We need to build our brothers, the efforts of the families in our Aba need to go to shoemaker lines. Our line in Abenu, Shoe Plaza and Bakasi, both sides, they should go there and spread the news of Biafra. There are people that will go about to whatever they decided to do. If you say Aba is going to close today, they are going to do it. Those areas need to be treated, need to hear the news. I always call my friends there, call my friends from here, also tell them about the news for them to know what is going to happen. You know, because of the government cannot take care of them, so most of them are suffering of hunger or whatever, or facing some difficulties. They should take the news back to there. Once the people understand and follow up, anything, any action needed in Aba is come from two lines. Those are doing business, they don't care. If the shoe line will come and will come out and close the market, if you refuse to close the market, they close it for you or store your goods. So the one ever they say, as from today, no more market in area in Aba on the road, both are your own cemetery. So they should go down to Shoemaker Line, Power Line, Imagine, Shoe Plaza, Aba North, which is Bakasi. That's when the news goes to there, everybody will pay attention. That's what I want to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. And I believe that they have all listened because everywhere is live this very evening. And this is Radio Biafra. The barrister has come to me. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Director, I have to apologize for yesterday. I was indisposed and also indisposed earlier part of this morning. But I'm here with you. I have to thank all my people, those who have made their contributions in different ways in speaking to our people. Prince Darlington from Senegal has made his point clearly to our people, especially those in Aba. Yesterday, we tried engaging Aba people and those in Ariaria market, but it wasn't possible. Today, Enyimba City is now the focus of our talk this morning. And I'm hoping that they will all receive this in good faith, whichever way they want to take it. Enyimba City is a city that when you say go, they do go. I have faith in them. I'm from Owerri. Owerri people do not go back in looking forward. They have the same spirit as Aba people. Aba has been neglected over and above what human beings can take. If Aba people believe that the tolerance of living in a bin, living in a rubbish area, if they can take it, we will not take it. We are using this opportunity to remind Aba people once again, just like Prince Darlington, Chibuikem has reiterated, and those who have spoken, especially the last person who spoke, and also including those associated with us, the Bakasi people, they are warriors. They are like the Ekumeku director himself, Onwa, always mentioned about their tenacity and their strength, their valor when it comes to argument and also in armed struggle. They don't go back. Also, the same token in the people from Anioma, we are one people, one blood. We cannot allow what Yorubas and Hausa Fulani Boko Haram did 1967 to 70 and still going on. We are a race not associated with Yorubas or Hausa. We are unique people that do things in oneness. And the time has come again to renew your efforts, to renew your magnanimity, to renew that particular ownership of Igbo people and in general, Biafrans, because here Radio Biafra speaks about Biafra, because we are one. We are one entity. We are like a molecule. We are a seal that cannot be divided. And that is the platform we speak upon. Radio Biafra is one station agenda. Restoration of Biafra. We are not actualizing Biafra. We are restoring it. Biafra has been in existence over 7,000 years. And we are preaching on this because we have suffered a lot of insolence. We've suffered humiliation. We've suffered killings. Every day, today in Bombay, bombing. The next day in Port Harcourt, bombing. We are people that never used any armed struggle within our people. But Hausa are there killing us. Yorubas, on the other hand, are burning down all the businesses you build. My people, when would you grow up? When would you stand up for what belongs to you? Those who believe their lives should end up in Lagos, is it not about time you reverse and revise yourself, who you are and what you are? Our children are being used. Little children are hawking every day, every morning, instead of going to school. Our wives, our sisters, our our young ones are being raped. Even Enugu women are being raped in their own farmland. They cannot go to the farm with their husbands. Hausa people are now decreeing, telling them what to do. Come to farmland, do not bring your husbands. When they come there and go there, they rape them. When those women come back, they will not tell their husbands what's happening. They will have a child and have children. From Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, and then they name them Chibike, Azubike, and all the rest of it. Our people, we have suffered humiliation, and it's about time to put this to a final full stop. And that is what Radio Biafra is preaching about. The only radio station that is untainted with any evil deeds. We are here to preach to you as it is, righteously. It's up to you. We do not want any corruption on Radio Biafra. If you are one of us, you have to remain rigid to this particular call. We remain votive because we took an oath, all of us, that what we are pursuing is our freedom. No distraction, no bribery. Nothing can make us to be distracted. We can never be bribed to forego our freedom and to take pittance in the name of money. The Hausas loot our money, oil money, coming from Biafra land. Yorubas don't produce oil. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, they don't produce oil. They use all the coal in the means of violence to perpetrate crime against our people. And every day we are in the market, buying and selling. Yes, it's good to buy and sell. You can only buy and sell when you have your freedom. If you don't have your freedom, after all buying and selling, the proceeds will go into ruins. So what have you achieved? Think of the future and the future of your children. Abba people, I hope all of you out there, you are listening. Because Abba is a city to be reckoned with. You are not pushovers. And I hope the spirit of valor returns back to all of you. You are in Enugu, in Aba, in Eboy, in Calabar, in Akpa Ibom, in Port Harcourt, in Owerri, wherever you are, Degema, Buguma, Delta. These are Anioma people, Aniocha people, because they have Anioma in Aniocha. They also have Aniocha in Anioma. All these are Igbo names. They are Biafrans. Do not segregate yourself anymore. We are from one tree with different branches. All of us are the same. And it's time for you to come together and fight, because if you are divided, and that is what Gowon did with the media of Yoruba people, Radio Biafra is here to counteract whatever they place before you. They tell you, Igbo man is this, Igbo man is that. There has not been any poor man who has stolen billions from that Nigerian wicked created country from Britain. Few days ago, they were telling about the people they hated. They put you in the seventh floor because they are still stealing from you. They will not say they are stealing from that zoo they created. But it's okay. It's fine for them to say those they hate and those they didn't hate, because they have used our wealth to build their own country. We are the stupid ones, following them and eating from the crumbs that fell off from their tables. Whose table is this? Biafran table. But you are eating something that fell off from the same table that you owned. The oil, the gold, the gas you have. British people, they took it, placed Hausa Fulani Boko Haram to rule you. They created everything. There was no Africa in the map. What you will see there is Ethiopia. That is where we came from. But everything has been rerouted. They did their best to remove Biafra and put it Bight of Benin. All these are just to confuse people. There is no history about Biafra in the curriculum of schools. There is no education about us. But their own, they still remember their war. They fought in 1944. It's okay for them to project their own image. But we cannot. And we are a people. Look, the director was reading the news. A Biafran had a website that sold for billion. This is our brain. They should wait. We are coming. We are not just talking for talking's sake. Yes, they are on radio. Media is a powerful weapon. And that is what we are using here. Director, I will have more time to talk later in the evening. I thank all of you. Whatever you do anywhere, as far as you are Biafran, Chukwa Biama. will bless you. We've tried many times to stop all this. Whenever we pray, we say in Jesus' name. Why can't you put in Chukwu Abiyama's name? Director has said this over and over and over again. Whenever our people pray, Director, bless you in Jesus' name. Stop blessing Director in Jesus' name. Bless him in Chukwu Abiyama, because this particular position we are is being placed by Chukwu Abiyama, not by Jesus. Director, you can take this from me.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You are absolutely right. Jesus, they are praying in Jesus' name because a white man told them to pray in Jesus' name. What can we do? They listen to white people more than they listen to their own kind. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. Humanity is listening to us. And we must proceed. We need to proceed. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's Amobi Asokwa from I'm from Enugu State, but I'm coming out from Cameroon.
You're calling from where?
From Cameroon.
From the Cameroons, please go ahead.
Yeah, so I wanted to contribute about your effort you are doing. I thank you a lot. Thank you very much for teaching our people and telling them what to do. So that's all. I'm even hungry of Biafra. Since I learned about Biafra, I'm hungry about Biafra. And I'm even waiting. I'm very, very tired of what Nigeria people are doing for us. They have killed our people, as I said in this story. So, Director, thank you very much for your history and for your effort that you have been doing. May God Almighty bless you in Chukwu Abiyama's name.
You say? You say, which part of Cameroon are you in? Which part of Cameroon are you in?
I'm in Yaoundé. Yeah, in Yaoundé.
Okay, in Yaoundé. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are continuing. There are people who sometimes, I don't know. I am not an idol worshiper and I can never be. Never, ever, ever, because Chukwu Abiyama is God. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? There is a caller on Skype. I wonder if they can hear me.
Hello. Hello, my director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Duru Ugochukwu. I am from Awomama, Asia World 2 in Imo State land of Biafra.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Doha, Qatar.
Doha in Qatar. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Are you part of the family in Qatar? Do you attend our meetings in Qatar?
Yes, I have just two hours to start going to my meeting.
Okay.
In the family.
Okay, go ahead.
So, first of all, my director, I have to thank you very much, and I pray that the Chukwu Abiyama will give you more strength to continue this struggle, and I believe that you have the power and the strength. I always pray for you every minute of the day. For Chukwu Abiyama to give you more strength to face any challenges coming from individual, government, or anybody. And I believe that Chukwu Abiyama will grant you the strength to carry all of us ahead. And yesterday, my director, there is something I want to say, my director, in this call. At times, some of our Biafra brothers, in Imo State, precisely in Owerri, some of them, they don't have misinformation, and misinformation is misleading them. Because yesterday, one of my friends, I was chatting with him on Facebook. I was telling him about Biafra, about Radio Biafra. And he was telling me that I should not start again. We should not start again. And this is what we did with Mazov on Enugu. Now, when I told him that, I'm not a Mazov and I can never be a Mazov. I'm a Radio Biafra, I'm a Biafra, I'm IPOB member. And I told him that this is the name of our director this time around. And I told him the information about Radio Biafra. He said, okay, that he will follow up. So some of them they don't go close. They don't know that there is something about Radio Biafra is happening in Biafra land. So my director, please, I'm requesting for the for the number of the people coordinating the radio Biafra in Imo State, precisely Owerri. I'm so interested because I will always like love that radio. I will always like the radio to be on every minute of the day, morally, it is, financially,
it is,
otherwise.
It is the petrol is the problem. We have to petrol. You know, it's there's no light now. Everything is petrol. It's petrol. If we have petrol, if what the people can get us a very robust generator, two of them, because they run 12 hours each, and give us petrol, it will be on 24 hours a day. As simple as that is the problem we have. It is the diesel. We are running 7 relay stations, and on those relay stations, we have to petrol the engine to power it. Of course, we pay the people for doing the work that they have to do, but at the same time, petrol is the key. Petrol and generator is the key. So if anybody from Owerri can help in that regard, please don't send us money. We don't need your money for anything. Buy us generator. We'll go ahead and take it. Tell us who will supply us with the diesel or the fuel. We'll go and take it, and that's it. We're not asking for anybody's money.
Okay, that's good, my director. I still pray that the Chukwu Abioma will give us the strength to bear any challenges we are having in this struggle. And all the same, I want to use this opportunity to remind all our Biafran family members in Doha, Qatar, precisely, that our meeting is starting in the next 2-3 hours at the usual venue. Please, anybody who is not informed about the meeting venue should call this number, so that I can direct him personally the place we are having our meeting. The number is +974 666 491 48. I repeat, 666 491 48. So that person should call the number so that I can direct him the place we are having our meeting. Director, I encourage you more that the Chukwu Abioma will give you the strength, and I also pray that all the admin working for Peridot Biafra, God will give them the strength to follow and carry us any challenges we are having. Director, I will do all my possible best to make sure that our family here in Doha will stand in truth.
Thank you very much. Have we lost him? We may have lost him. And I thank you very much for that. I thank you so, so, so much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The family is meeting in Doha, in Qatar. All over the world, we are there. All over the world.
Good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
I'm coming from Enugu, Stephen Nweke.
Nweke, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, I've been listening to Biafran talk for some time now. And I'm happy in the resolution. But there are one remark I want to make. Hello?
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Yes, the remark I want to make is on the religion aspect. Because I heard you said right now that wherever an Igbo man is, after prayer, let him use Chukwu Abioma. That is correct. But remember that as non-religious organization, dabbling into religion may bring some confusion into it.
Hold on. When the white man came with gun and shot you dead and gave you Christianity, did you argue? When the white man, Oyibo from Europe came and colonized you and killed you and took all your resources and left you with Christianity, did you make any argument? Did you argue?
I can't hear you properly because of network, but what I'm trying to say is that, please, whether in Jesus' name or in Chukwu Abioma, it is immaterial. The most important thing is to have a focus on what we want and how to realize our desire.
Hold on. I don't think you're following what we are saying. people, hold on, stay where you are, stay where you are. Let me explain this to our people very well so they understand it. Oh my goodness me, you can't hear me properly. There is something people need to understand. This is Radio Biafra, and here we speak the truth. We don't give a damn who is upset, who is crying, who is weeping. We are here to speak the truth. We don't give a damn. There are two religions in this very world that have gone to war to convert people. One is Islam, the other is Christianity. Are you aware of that? That Christianity was spread by the sword. Are you aware of that? And I ask you, there are other religions as well that never, or I will not say that, only one religion. Only one. Only one religion that never embarked on war. And that is the religion practiced by Hebrews or descendants of Hebrews all over the world. We never went to war with anybody to convert them to believe in Chukwu Abiyama. I have names all the time. My wife's name is Uche Chukwu. Not Uche Jesus. I must remind everybody of that. We answer Nwachukwu, not Nwajesus. We answer Umuchukwu as the name of a village, not Umu Jesus. We want people to understand, for goodness sake, to be able to discern, to be able to reason. The white man came and gave us a religion by force. They killed us as well. They killed us by force. They killed us. By force and by fire, we were colonized, and in the end, they gave us religion. And you're telling me I cannot dispute what a white man said because a white man said it. I have asked people questions before which they cannot answer. To be a Christian is to be Christ-like, and his proper name is Yeheshua, for your information. Or Yahweh Yeshua, the full pronunciation. But let us go with Jesus Christ for one instant. And those of you who are afraid, it is this fear of debate that fascinates me about our people. There are no no-go areas in as much as what we are doing is concerned. We debate everything on Radio Biafra. That is why we are different from other people. We debate everything. What am I trying to say? Let us take this whole thing one after the other. There are two places I hold. I said, I don't judge people by what other people say. I don't care what Apostle said or the letter from St. Mark to St. Luke. It doesn't have any meaning for me. Two things I have in mind, or two things that guides me, is this. One, what did Chukwu Abiyama say? First commandment. You will not worship anything else apart from me. So says the Lord of hosts. Number one. I put that to the side. And then, when you pray for me, I am asking you to pray for me the same way that Yahweh Yeshua, that Jesus Christ prayed. The same way that he prayed. He never said in his name. Every glory went to Chukwu Abiyama in heaven. Those were his prayers. There was so much confusion about this debate we're having now. They had it in time gone by, nearly 2,500 years ago. They said to him, Master, teach us how to pray. And he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this very earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, our sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, as they have added forever and ever. Amen. So, can you show me in the prayer that Yahweh Yeshua made, where he said, in his name? Fact, not fiction. From his own mouth. I don't want to know what St. Paul said or letter to the Ecclesiastes. From the mouth of the messenger of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, the Redeemer. From the mouth of the Redeemer himself. Without his message, you cannot go to heaven. I believe in that, yes, because he spoke the truth all the time, regardless of the consequences. He said, without me, you cannot get to the Father. Without truth, Ezioku, without honesty, that's what he meant. Not, you say in Jesus' name, then name, everything is forgotten. That is rubbish. He never said in Jesus' name when he prayed. And Chukwu Abiyama never asked me to worship anything else apart from him. He said he's a jealous God. Do you know the meaning of the word jealousy? I am a jealous God. That's what he said. Jealous. Don't worship anything else. My photo, my character, everything. Don't cross. Don't worship anything apart from me. I am the Lord of hosts. If you worship me, I will bless you. If you don't worship me, I will destroy you. Go and ask Ethiopia. And he's destroying them. Look at yourself. Are you people normal? When you pray for me, you pray in the name of Chukwu Abiyama. Chukwu Abiyama asked me to say so. In his word, not that of man. A white man came and shot you to pieces. And we follow them. Inferiority complex. I don't suffer from that. I am a child of heaven. Descended from heaven itself. And this is Radio Biafra. On this very earth, propagating this very gospel. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
Yeah. Chukwu Emeka Chineke from Mannheim.
Thank you.
Germany.
Go ahead.
So, first of all, I thank Chukwu Abiyama for giving us you, our director, Nnamdi Kanu. We are grateful, and you're a great man. But I want to talk to my fellow dear friends who always want to draw us back to this Nigeria called Zoo. Why should somebody keep on believing what he or she knows that is false? They don't hear how we are dying every day, everywhere in the world. And still referring us back to Nigeria. We are not Nigerians, for God's sake, we are dear friends. Nigeria is only famous in producing the greatest criminals the world has ever known.
Of course, Ndiyoshi.
And somebody cannot see all these truths, as old as they are. Where are their sons? Where are your daughters? They can't ask themselves these questions. And believe you me, we have started. And we are not going to stop until Biafra is restored.
You say?
My brother, continue. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Very brief and very succinct and straight to the point. I have a caller on Viber, I presume. They rang yesterday, asked them to call back this morning. They have duly done so, and we must oblige them. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm Gabriel, who calling from Ireland.
Thank you.
I want to make a little contribution, because some people think that what you are doing is an ordinary thing. It's something that is very spiritual. It's something that comes from God. I'll use myself as an example. Before I joined this struggle, I was the chairman of an Igbo community in Waterford in Ireland. And I started this meeting unilaterally because I know I had a calling about Biafra.
Yes.
I was in a park with my children, watching them playing in a park, when suddenly somebody from Sudan, South Sudan, came and asked me, where are you coming from? I told him Nigeria. He said, is it what part of Nigeria? I told him. Eastern Nigeria. He said, are you people the Biafrans? I said, yes, we are the Biafrans. He said, what happened about the Biafran war? Because we also, that was 2007, that we are also fighting our own with North Sudan. I told him that there was an agreement, a truce, that the war ended, and then everybody has to answer Nigeria. He said, what about the war, the history of the war? Do you include it in the curriculum of the schools in Nigeria? I said, nothing about the war is being taught to the children. He said, it should have been taught to in schools so that the children will not make the same mistake that the previous people made.
Exactly.
And then he, hello?
I'm listening to you. I said exactly. Yeah. Go ahead. Of course, go ahead.
Yeah, he gave a lot of conditions. He asked me this, what about equality, equity, and justice? I said, well, it is not prevailing. And that is why I'm here. He said, what are you people doing? You, Biafrans, what are you people doing to that effect? I told him there is nothing. We are helpless. That there is nothing you can do. Do you know what he did, director? He started chasing me. He said, you people are a disgrace to humanity.
Are you serious?
That war does not end until your condition is met.
That's correct. That's correct.
You see, they fought their own 20-something years. And you people fought 3 years. And you said you are tired. And then you went back to the people who have taken all your everything that belongs to you. And then who has brought that injustice that you are fighting for? You became the same with them.
Disgraceful.
And then you come to this country that have fought for 800 years. They fought the British for 800 years.
No. Hold on, please. Take it slowly, because people back home and around the world, we want them to understand. You are living in Irish Republic, is that correct?
Yes.
How many...
I'm the National Secretary of Biafran in Ireland.
Exactly. How many years that country you are now enjoying running water, electricity, good job. I have seen your car before. You have driven me about. Now, can you tell the whole world how many years they fought a war against the British?
For 800 years.
Please continue. For those who don't
you understand.
Continue, please.
You told me that this country you are enjoying today, you are looking at your children in the park, playing and enjoying, they fought their own for 800 years. And you are here enjoying what they have fought for. And you say that you people are tired. Do you know what happened, director? He chased me.
I like that.
Director, look, this is a reality. It is not something I had in a dream. This man chased me with stone and stick. I said, anytime he sees me in that park, he will attack me.
I like him.
That he want to use me as an example. He want to give me a mark. I will show my people that they are still fighting their own. Do you know what happened? I went home. I came back. I asked my wife, I don't know this. If I tell you this, you think it will be a dream. But this is a reality. What are we going to do? This man told me, what have you done? You, as an individual. That what he asking me, what you, personally, have you done? Not what your people did, or what your people are doing. But you, as an individual, what is your own personal contribution? I came back here and convened the Igbos, and we started as Nigerian community. And this Nigerian community went into, then we moved into, Igbo community from Igbo community. Then we were not able to realize the what I was expecting until you came to Waterford. You were in Waterford.
Of course.
You were the person that came to Waterford. After speaking, I said, yes, this thing is the dance. We are going towards what this man is telling us. This was why I joined the struggle. I'm giving this testimony to all Biafrans so that you don't think about what other people will do. Think about what you as a person can do to realize Biafra. So, Director, yesterday we had a meeting in Waterford, and we had a resolution that, you know, this our defense fund, some people see it as big money, and some people don't see it. Some people are paying, some see, find it difficult to pay, and we suggested that I think we have to do it in phases. That the first quarter, you should be able to pay 100 euro. The second quarter, 100 euro. The third quarter, 150. That is the way we approach it, so that people will have an obligation.
Yes.
To start paying immediately, because we are paying the monthly contribution. And anybody you ask about the defense fund, they say, hey, later, I'll pay later. I say, no. Let us make it in phases and let it be compulsory. That after 3 months, you should be able to pay this sort and so amount of money. After 6 months, you should be able to. So we have a phase and we follow it the way it is, so that we cannot relax, because if you don't make it an obligation, people will just, you know, relax. So this is my also, the suggestion we reached, the resolution we reached last night meeting. And that is what I said I have to bring to everybody's notice, so that we can begin to approach the issue gradually until we get there. So, Director, I thank everybody who is listening, and I thank you so much for the job you are doing. I know it's a calling, and no, it is not ordinary. If you are not called for this job, you can't do it.
Thank you very much.
There were a lot of distractions before. People call me and say, let us form this water. I told them, look, if you are not called for this, you can't do it. You'll be wasting your time. You see, somebody wakes up early in the morning, broadcast. In the evening, he reads along the line. And everything, since I started listening to this radio, in fact, my knowledge has so much increased. You see, my wife said, I thought you said you know something before. Now, come and see somebody. Come and listen to somebody. That was when we came to hear you in Waterford. And my life has so much changed. There was a total dramatic change. And this is what we preach every day to Biafrans. If you don't say here I am, nobody will say there you are.
Of course.
You have to go and grab what belongs to you. So I thank everybody, and I thank you. I struggle to call this line, but I find it difficult.
You have got it.
For the past 6 months. Yeah. For the past 6 months, I've been.
For the past 6 months.
Whenever I get you, I am happy. And I thank my national coordinator, Isaiah Uba, and people who have attended the opening ceremony of the embassy. And everybody's contribution. And what I'm going to tell you today is that there is a serious response coming up from all and sundry.
I know.
It is very spontaneous. It's not something that, it is not like before. Do you know that?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? I lost you. Do I know what you stopped at? Do you know? Go ahead.
I said, do you know that yesterday, 4 women came to Waterford and registered as members?
Are you serious?
Yes. I told them that, I spoke to them that this is not a gender, this is gender neutral struggle.
Of course it is.
It is not like women wing, men wing. No.
Everybody together. Everybody together.
We tried that before and we failed. But now it is gender neutral struggle. If your father's house is on fire, would you wait for a man to come and quench the fire?
No.
You will not. You will have to do whatever you can do. So I want our women to join us. 4 women came yesterday and registered as members, and they said that whatever others are contributing, they will contribute.
That's very good.
You see,
people are coming.
So I want all women of all Igbo women, all Biafran women, to come into this struggle. This is not a struggle that is meant for males or men alone. It's a struggle that involves everybody. It is our father's house that is on fire. Everybody must come, all hands on deck, to quench that fire. So, Director, I've spoken a lot, and I thank you so much. I will continue to call.
You will. And you have made so much sense. It's unbelievable. And I'm very, very grateful for that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We are continuing to this morning. I don't know when we're going to stop, but we'll continue. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? That is the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Yeah, I'm so delighted to reach to Radio Biafra this morning.
You're welcome.
My name is Iruka Onyanguna. I'm calling from Lagos.
In the zoo, the heart of darkness itself. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I've been following up with the program. So every now and then I try calling, but you know, due to the so many people are calling.
Yes.
So, but this morning I can tell you I've not been to my office. So I've been trying to make sure that I reach to you.
And you have succeeded. You have succeeded.
Yeah. Okay, Director. I've been able to attend the meeting, the Biafra meeting here in Lagos. Lekki 3.
That's very good.
So the day I went for the meeting, I must tell you the truth, Director, we were few in numbers.
Yes.
But we were few in numbers, but I cannot say that we are grasshoppers, because I know we are capable.
Yes.
So Director, I called you yesterday to thank you for the good work you are doing. Ever since I started listening to Radio Biafra, I've never been happy. I must tell you the truth, because I've come to realize, you know, to know the history of the way we have been marginalized by the Hausa Fulani. Director, I must tell you, I'm not happy, because I keep on, more especially the day I went to Lagos Island to preach the gospel. That day I was about to travel, so I went to Lagos Island, Balogun, precisely to pick some items. So I was able to reach out to some of our Biafran brothers there. So, but Director, I can tell you that these people, I don't know the way they reason. They don't reason like normal human beings. You will see a Biafran telling him about things that is about to come. They'll be telling you that Nigeria is too big to disintegrate. Director, I don't know, every time you preach the gospel in Radio Biafra, I can feel the same way you felt, because these people, they are not complying at all. I've been able to reach out to some of them, you know, giving them a flash, you know, for them to play and then listen to what is about to come. So, but some of them, they are following up with the program. So, and also, Director, I called yesterday to inform you that I made a payment to account, Sterling Bank, Adam Naya account.
Yes.
So I sent you a message after I called you. You couldn't pick, so I believe you were busy, because I know you are a very busy man.
Way too busy.
Yeah. For someone like you being in the program, you know, you host the program in the morning and the night. Just like what the other caller said, you at the same time you read, you know, try to make sure things are in order. My brother is not an easy one. But I can assure you, if you believe in yourself and believe in what Chukwu Obiama can do, we will definitely achieve our goal. Director, may God, Chukwu Obiama, continue to bless you and continue to give you wisdom. I believe every word you said, and I believe you are sent by Chukwu Obiama. And I can tell you, if we believe in ourselves, what happened over how many years ago will never happen to us again. We'll come out victorious this time around. I can assure you, because on my own, ever since I started listening to Radio Biafra, that was when I come to realize that we are being hated by this world. Westerners, Hausa, Fulanis, they never liked us.
Never.
I can tell you, Director, I've been able to fortify myself by buying a gun, and I can tell you I have enough to defend myself and my family household.
That's good.
I can tell you, Director, I've told our coordinator here, Obinna. I told him I encourage him, because he is trying. I've just attended meeting just once, but by the special grace of Chukwu Abiama, this coming 14th of this March, we are still going to host our meeting, and I believe that people will turn up this time around. God bless you, Director.
And may Chukwu Abiama bless you.
Amen. I'm so delighted to speak to you for the first time. God bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that. I am humbled by your call. Thank you very much. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Yeah, my name is Namde Limchi. I'm calling from Malaga.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, what I want to chip in is about the man who called from Enugu was saying about something religion issue. Director, what I want to say there about the man is, I hope he's here and he's listening right now. Do you know that white people, they brought religion to us after the slave trade?
Of course.
When they finished killing our people,
yes,
then they brought religion to us. Then they tell us to forgive. Do you know that it takes difficult to white person to forgive? The people who fight during the fight of Second World War, do you know that some of those people, they are still bringing them on judgment till today?
That is true.
Are they forgiving?
Not at all. They don't forgive.
But then they brought religion to us. They tell us when there's somebody sin against you, you have to forgive. And our people say it becomes so stupid, and nobody is even wanted to research about this.
No, there is no research. It is the so brain of a black person.
I hope this man is, they are listening, because they have come now to use their own God. Give us their own God, then we'll forget about our own God. Then I want to let every people to know, let us go back to our own God, because we have God. And our God is answering us during the time of our ancestors. But now we have left our God. That's why God is angry with us.
Of course.
Need to go back to our God.
And that God is Chukwu Abiama, of course, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Of course. Go ahead.
Last time, there was the day in Malaga, I met some group of our Igbo brothers. Then I was telling them about Biafra. Some people there started telling me I should forget about this issue. I told this guy, one mate, I said, look at it. People are dying. They are killing people in the north. Most Igbo people, they are killing. One person just rose there after finished smoking two wrappers of marijuana. Then he told me, you see, which side are they throwing bomb in Ugwansa? I asked him, see, every part of Ugwansa is they are throwing bomb. He asked me that, do I know that he have lived in Kaduna for many years? That there is no bomb blast in Kaduna. I said, what do you mean? Are you calling anybody in Kaduna? He said, forget it. The bomb in Kaduna is not charging. The way they throw the bomb is only killing about 10% or 15%. That is not much. Then I asked him, well, I look at him because he had finished smoking two packets of marijuana. Then I don't need to blame him. You see, some people have become so stupid and so carried away. Sometimes when I stay like that, my heart is even boiling. When I look at what is going on in this so-called Nigeria. The zoo. Last time, although I called my mother, last time I was telling her about something of Radio Biafra. The last time she called me, I told me, yes, she has started listening in my village in Isi Alambano. Then, but the problem...
Are they listening on satellite or on
radio?
No,
she's listening on radio.
Are you serious?
Yes, my mother, yeah. She told me that one day she tuned in her radio. She got Radio Biafra in Isi Alambano.
Wow. Okay.
But the problem to my mother, she's not such educated someone. So the problem she was telling me that they were speaking English, that she's not even could not understand what they're saying.
We will have an Igbo program and other languages as well across Biafra land.
Yes.
As soon as we are able to get the people to do so, we are also broadcasting to a worldwide audience. And we want to make sure that our listeners follow what we are saying and what we are doing here on Radio Biafra. But we will accommodate the needs and the concerns of those of them who are not able to do so by providing programs in our languages so that people can also follow. It's a very important thing to us, and we are going to do it, yes.
Exactly. That's what I, when I heard this about this news last time, somebody called and said it. I was so very, very happy about it. So it will be able to help us to our, those, our mothers who didn't be able to go to school, who doesn't understand English very well, so that they will be able to listen and know what we are talking about.
Exactly.
So that they will help us in this campaign. Exactly. That's what I want to call. Thank you, Director. And Mechukwu Abraham, bless you too.
And bless you. Thank you very much for that. We have been on for a very long time. And we must come to an end. We have been running now for over 3 hours. Normally we run our AM service for only 2 hours, but we've been running now for over 3 hours. And thank you, all of you that contributed this morning. It's been a very lively show. It's been a very informative one and also educational. We hope to continue this very work that heaven has ordained must be done later on this evening, 7 p.m. here, 8 p.m. in Biafra land. Go out and tell your friends and your family, especially those in Isialambano, that they can receive Radio Biafra via CHK 97.6. All our efforts to keep propagating this very signal is ongoing. And wherever you are, once again, this very morning, understand that to us, Biafra is our religion. I have no religion apart from Biafra. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiama in heaven is the only entity worthy of praise. Chukwu Abiama's name only is what we glorify here on Radio Biafra, because he is God. He will bless, guide, sustain, nurture, and keep each and every one of you and your families wherever you are resident. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. I thank you very much for listening. And from me, from here, this very day, it is simply good morning.
fan